Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
It's time for another week. Super Bowl Sunday, N4G Radio. Football Sunday.
Isn't it awesome Monday now?
Oh yeah, it's Monday. We record on Sunday.
Yeah, so everybody should be reveling in the Giants' victory.
Oh, here we go.
Over the fuckriots.
I like that.
That wasn't even clever.
I thought it was very clever, Mike, honestly.
Thank you.
Well, you two share terrible jokes together, so that's okay.
Whatever.
That's not the only thing we've shared.
Hey!
Don't air that.
That's disgusting.
Hey, you were the big spoon. I'm the one who should be ashamed.
Well, he is Italian. You're Jewish. So, you know.
Well, we kept each other warm then.
Alrighty, we're moving on from this.
Let's move.
So we have here with us with Drew. Whatever.
Well, we have Meshuggah the Meatballs.
Jesus.
God.
We got the meatballs and the matzo balls. Ba boom.
And we have Gambus Khan.
Greetings, programs.
We have the Wombat, too.
I'm just shocked.
That's all you can be at this day and age. That's all you can be. And we also have K-Derb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Up here. Yeah.
We got Drew the Frustrated Bullshit Fury.
Bullshit. Hey. That's,
yeah. And we have John W.
Yeah,
I feel bad for
jack.
People who have no idea what the fuck we're laughing at.
Yeah, it's all right. And finally, we have the fooder. Right in the fooder.
You would never believe that I was in a shitty fucking mood like 5 minutes ago.
Oh, I would.
Well, you were.
You're always in a shitty mood.
That's not me. Hold on now.
Here's why I was sad.
I was sad.
The fuck. I mean, on you called them the fuckriots. That's bad. That's moody.
Shut up, John.
I was sad because K-Dub didn't call me.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
Oh, Mike.
Never calls me.
I'm sure there was a lot of oh, God going on.
Shut up, Ryan. What the fuck? Can we move on, please?
He's Max team, sir.
Didn't we talk before the show that we don't air dirty laundry?
Well, I'm not wearing my...
We quite happily air our junk.
So I'm not wearing my...
Oh, God.
So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to talk to Jason while I mute the rest of you.
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything.
I know you're not, which surprises me. But anyway.
How's it going, Jason?
Hey, Jason, what have you been playing? What have you been fondling? And I swear to God, Mike, shut up.
I thought that was Jason.
What was Jason?
Or fondling?
Yeah, but you know
he was being dirty too.
You know there was going to be a penis joke from Mike. It's
yeah.
Well, now there's not.
That's right, because I ruined it.
You ruined it.
I did.
Oh wait! I had something for this.
Anyway, go ahead.
Anna.
All right. This past week on the iPhone, I played a little bit more of Hero Academy. A great game. Go out and buy it, even though it's
free.
Even though it's free, yeah. It's,
go out and buy it, you cheap bastards.
Yeah, it's a good game, and on the 360, I played some more Mass Effect 2. Right now, I'm in the middle of the Kasumi DLC mission, which I've never played before.
Don't get too excited.
Yeah.
She's got a secret memory.
Yeah.
Because when I originally completed Mass Effect 2 for the first time, the only DLC mission that was available was Zeed, the bounty hunter. So right now I'm playing a brand new mission with
brand
a brand new character.
Day.
And Kasumi is cool. Because, I mean, she really is, because you can do that move where she just goes stealth, invisible, and then just appears right next to the dude and, like, just kills him.
Spoiler!
That's helpful in prison.
Oh,
jeez. But, yeah, I'm playing through that, and it's fun. I'm almost toward the end of the DLC. I'm assuming that I am.
Yeah, you know me.
Yep. And
wait.
I thought it was pretty cool because it's kind of like a heist mission, which is, you know, shakes it up a little bit from the, you know, gun and cover all the time. So I thought that was pretty cool. And yeah, like I said, I'm really anticipating Mass Effect 3, and I'm slowly going replaying Mass Effect 2 currently. I'd like to be done with it before the Vita comes out, but we will see. And another game that I played on the Nintendo Wii, I finally got my wife. Actually, she suggested it, but I finally got my wife to play Skylanders. And that was pretty fun with the figures and stuff.
What the fuck?
I'm just not used to it being so quiet. I mean, I'm used to you guys like making a comment. Ah, Skylanders. Ah,
you've captivated us with your boyish charm. I don't know.
Oh, I must be okay, cool. But
he had a joke, yeah. It was inappropriate, he let it go. There you go.
That should be a hint for someone.
Who the fuck is singing? Stop singing.
So
what are you
zero?
Even singing?
I don't know.
Skylander song.
Oh
Jesus. Wow. Do you play with him in the bathtub too?
I do.
Jesus.
And the Skylanders.
I love you, Dark Spyro.
Oh.
See what he did there?
I see what he did there. That was
see, Jesus.
What?
I even understood he used the right vowels.
Jesus.
So Zero, how many figures are you up to?
13, 14, something like that.
Sweet. You got quite a bit.
Yes.
Yeah, I think I just have maybe a couple more than what you have. So, yeah, I need to be...
Finishing the game?
Finishing the game, and I'd like to buy some more, but yeah, they're still incredibly tough to come by.
Yeah.
It's like you go to, like, Toys R Us or Best Buy, and it's like, yeah, they have all the starter packs.
Which they can't
give away.
Nobody
wants those anymore.
Yeah, you can't give those away.
Yeah, you can't give those away.
To $50.
But the other day, I saw the Crypt.
Darklight Crypt?
Yeah. So I almost picked it up, but I decided not to because I've seen it a few times.
I'm sorry you missed your chance then, because you ain't going to be able to find that again.
Seriously?
Well,
you can't
find
shit, dude.
I want to get the pirate ship one. I haven't seen that one in a long time.
Terrafin's awesome.
That's definitely one for the bathtub.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. It also comes with ghost swords.
Ghost swords?
Ghost swords.
Oh, Jesus.
Cool.
That's right.
But, yeah. Skylanders.
What did you say?
I said this show sucks.
You're still talking about fucking Skylanders.
Really, you're gonna open the door for me just like that, huh?
Yeah.
The show sucks. Just like we did last night.
Oh.
Oh.
What is wrong with you people today?
But, yeah, Skylanders, playing with the wife, good times, good times. And lastly, but definitely not least.
Lee.
No. Wow. We are all fucked up.
Yes, you are. Well, we are. I'll join you guys.
230 plus fucking episodes. You ain't figured that out yet.
I got to play the PS Vita this week.
Oh. Oh,
yay! Tell us all about it. Oh.
Yeah.
Is it so awesome?
Wow. Is that loud enough?
I could be louder.
Jesus Christ, man.
I'm just so excited to hear about it.
No, you're not.
You're so full of shit.
Where'd you play it at?
Two locations. GameStop and...
Wait, hold on. You played it at two locations. You just couldn't get enough?
Yeah.
That's what your mom said.
Answer that question.
Oh!
There you go.
Yeah, that was a freebie for you.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's what your mom said.
Damn it, Ken, I was about to say that. You don't steal another man's mom jokes.
Well, you gotta be quicker there.
But you can steal another man's mom?
Hell yeah.
I do it all the time.
Fucking A.
You gotta pay for that shit.
Nah, she pays me.
Oh.
And, yeah, about the PS Vita.
About it.
Yeah, I got to play Uncharted, Wipeout, Virtual Tennis, Gravity Rush, and Little Deviance.
Damn, how fucking long were you there? Did you set up camp?
First time I played it, I played it for about 20 minutes, and then I played it for about another 10 minutes at Best Buy.
Let someone else have a turn, Jason.
That's why I went to Best Buy.
Wow.
I'm like, yeah, they're demoing it at Best Buy, so yeah. What can I have to say about this system? It is the ultimate in portable gaming currently. I mean, there is not, for all those naysayers out there, there is not a phone that exists right now that even...
I've got one right in front of me.
Shut up, John.
There's not a phone that exists right now that...
Let me turn off the lights. We are done.
That will be put out the quality.
You'll get the goat?
Okay.
What the fuck are you doing over there?
He's cliffing.
Oh my god. Google it, kids.
Don't Google it, kids.
This is not going to end nicely,
is it? I bet there's a picture. You'll go Google Images for cliffing. Be afraid.
I have actually a great joke.
I don't want to hear it. I want to hear about Jason's PS Vita experience.
Did he bring a box of tissues?
He brought two. Because you got to wipe that screen off, you know.
Oh, tracks don't use Puffs Plus. It'll just get it all smeary.
Well, anyway, the first game that I played on it was Uncharted. And right when it began, I was like, sweet, I'm basically playing a game that looks like PS3 graphics. I mean, I know it's a cliche nowadays, that everybody who's played Vita or has the Japanese launched version, you know, says it's basically like a PS3 in your hands, and they are correct. It is basically like a PS3 in your hands. The screen is... freaking awesome. You feel like that. Okay, I knew that the system was $250 or $300, but when you consider that the iPhone is $600 without a contract, it almost feels like I'm getting like an outlandish discount when I played with the PS Vita.
Yeah, but the Vita doesn't have a talking app.
It's going to have Skype.
You know what?
Yeah.
You know
I guess it will have a talking app.
Nobody uses their fucking phone to call anybody anymore, so it don't matter.
Shut up, Mike.
That's true.
It doesn't quite work the same, John. Just letting you know.
Doesn't have the same ring to it.
No, yeah. It just doesn't.
And by the way, isn't that Shut Oop, Mike?
Aww.
He's not Canadian.
Poor John. Shut up, Mike. There. See, that was for you, John.
But, the first thing, but besides the awesomeness of Uncharted, the first thing I've noticed about the hardware of the PS Vita is everything about it is small. The D-pad is small.
That's what
your analog sticks are small.
I got nothing.
Kind of like Killer Wolverine's entire life.
That's true. That's very true. Shut up, Ryan. Fucking Jesus.
The four facing buttons, they're small. They're almost like they're like 3DS size buttons.
Skittles.
The analog sticks are much smaller than what I thought they would be.
Are they nubs?
I was just going to say, are they analog nubs? You motherfucker. Get out of my brain.
I'm stealing your shit all day long.
But it just feels right. Everything about the system is small except the screen, which is freaking awesome and is bigger than any cell phone screen that's out there.
I got a question
for
you.
Well, it's not a cell phone.
I got a question for you. I know,
but people are like, oh, I'm not going to buy PS Vita because my iPhone can do gaming for $1.
Can you do that voice for the rest of the show?
Yes, please.
I have one question. I have one question about the Vita's massive screen, Jason.
Okay.
Do you think you could watch porn on it and be cool?
That's the most pivotal, important question.
Alright, hold on a second. Just like
this. Let me brace for this answer.
You can watch porn on anything.
Yeah, but is the screen big enough for me to enjoy the vulva?
Wow. Oh my lord.
Wow, that is what? A very specific body part.
Oh my god.
To make sure that the perineum.
I'm done here.
Is really anybody shocked? I mean, seriously, 232 of us, have you not listened to one of the other ones? I ask this every week.
About the vulva?
Yeah, I was just going to ask about the vulva every week?
Sure. You just don't know. Sometimes I mute myself.
I know a guy that drives a vulva.
I bet he does.
That's a big vulva.
I'll say this.
It is one of the safest rides out there.
Oh, my God.
I bought it on eBay.
What is going on?
Jason was complaining nobody was interrupting him, so.
But.
So you
I wasn't complaining. I was making an observation.
And look what you caused, Jason. This is all your fucking fault.
You know what? I still haven't got my answer.
Sure. It'll do zero.
It'll do, pig.
That'll do, pig.
Oh, my God.
Okay, go ahead. I'm good now.
That'll do, Volvo. That'll do.
My 250 is well spent now.
Never will match
my Fleshlight iPad, but we're good.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, John laughed. He knew what I was talking about.
You have a very narrow penis if you have a Fleshlight iPad.
You haven't seen that yet? Go Google that.
Yeah. No, I'm telling you, man, I am waiting for the Japanese porn games that utilize the Vita's rear touchscreen.
No.
Smack that ass.
Nope. We're moving on from that one. Sounds like you and K-Dub are utilizing the
There we go. There it is. God. Shut up, Ryan. Jesus. I thought we were going to move. God.
Yeah, you thought wrong.
Yeah.
Once again, 230 plus episodes. What'd you expect?
I expected some sort of class. Just one episode of class. That's what we need. Just one episode for class. That's it.
We had one of those. It was 45 minutes long and boring.
It can only have Jason on it.
Good evening. Welcome to the InfoG.
We're going
to
play
greetings, good program.
We're going to play the Masterpiece Theater music in the background the whole time. This is not that episode.
Clearly,
yeah. We've already mentioned Volvo in this episode. This isn't the one.
And driving one.
Oh my.
Go ahead, Jason, finish your fondling.
Please.
Okay. Virtual Tennis looks spectacular. It looks like a PS3 game. I will say this. The only The only part of the playing the Vita that that I would say would be a negative was when I played Wipeout. Not because it wasn't a good game. It was a great game. Graphics fantastic. It played really well. It's definitely going to be a must-buy. However, the load times in Wipeout are freaking atrocious. I mean, like, a full minute to load a track, practically. It reminded me of, like, PlayStation 1. Like, the loading that you'd get in, a first-gen PS1 game. Like, the original Wipeout. It reminded me of those type of load times. It was like a full... If it wasn't a full minute, it was pretty darn close to being a full minute of load time before the track. But, you know, once the track was loaded up, I mean, it looks beautiful. I mean, it looks great.
And it probably won't improve load times if you download it, because it's running off cartridge anyway.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's the load times won't be improved, unfortunately, and that sucks.
Yeah. That's the only Vita game I have pre-ordered right now, so...
Unlucky.
Dude, that game is worth waiting a minute for.
Yeah, I agree. I love Wipeout. I've loved all of them that I've played, so I'm pretty excited for it. But yeah, the load time thing's a bummer.
Yeah, like I said, once it starts, it's great. I didn't notice any load time that much for Uncharted or any of the other games. So it might be either programming or you know, some kind of nuance that I don't really know about. Little Deviance is basically just a tech demo.
Boo.
With little uninspired creatures.
Called Deviance?
Deviance, yes.
Those dicks.
However, when I was watching a montage video, I had a montage
gonna
video.
Gonna need a montage.
Yeah, I was waiting for it.
Wait for a montage.
Even Rocky had a montage.
Montage.
What do you always do in a montage?
Always fade out in a montage. Seems like more time has passed than it has.
The part where it shows little Deviance, of course, my wife was like, "Well, that looks like fun."
Is that how she
talks? Like,
no, wait.
Mickey Mouse.
Please do that voice through the whole podcast.
Instead of purchasing a Vita, perhaps maybe you want to talk to some kind of surgeon to fix the thing. With the voice.
Oh, boy.
What, can I see a vulva on it? Huh? Oh, yeah, Minnie. Oh.
Oh, dear.
Disney porn. Now we've hit a new low.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, Minnie.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, rub my ears. Oh, oh.
Wow.
Somebody needs to mute him.
Hide your kids, hide your wife.
Hide everybody. But, yeah, I guess that concludes this week's fondling.
Everybody has a voice for their wife. That might have been the best one I've ever heard.
The problem is, his wife sounded like, you know, Gambus and Drag.
Oh, no.
Hey, man, I'm actually married, okay? I mean, I got witnesses, you know what I'm saying?
I got warrants.
Hold on. It doesn't count as being married if you paint one side of your face and, like, wear half a tuxedo and half a wedding dress and then just turn back and forth.
What the fuck is going on, Mr. Mom?
I will have you know that both Zero and Killer Wolverine and the Wombat 2... We're all at my wedding.
I like how his name is the Wombat.
They were party to this atrocity.
Hey, I was there.
Atrocity.
Yeah, I was there.
Atrocity. John's got it right. Atrocity.
Atrocity.
Wow.
Atrocity.
So, Jason, what are you going to be playing this week? Besides flying out to New Jersey and stabbing Mike in the forehead.
That's a game? Fuck. I wanted to play that.
He uses my GPS. It even attaches to Foursquare. It tells you I'm in Mike's head with a knife. I'm the mayor of Mike's head with a knife.
Wolverine played the game where he flew out to New Jersey and stabbed Mike in the back.
Damn it, Brian.
But, stab me in the back isn't really what you think it is.
With a mushroom.
Oh, God bless it.
With a mushroom.
Well, you guys know that I didn't talk about one game in particular that came out in the past week.
Final Fantasy 13 too?
Yeah, I ended up canceling my pre-order. I even had the special edition with the soundtrack, and I'm really into, like, video game soundtracks, but After listening to some of the music, it's like, you know, it's probably one of the lamest of the Final Fantasy soundtracks. And quite frankly, I'm more excited about the Vita than I am about Final Fantasy 13 2, so I canceled it and put more money towards the Vita launch.
Well, speaking of that, I'm going to move on to Drew and let him re-energize your love for Final Fantasy.
Oh, good.
Yes. Oh, great. That's, thank you.
Yeah, that's thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Drew hasn't said much today.
He's been very
Drew's
quiet.
Drew's been quiet. Did you fall asleep, Drew?
No, I am tired as hell, but...
I just want to make sure.
I've done that before multiple times.
Yes, I have. Oh, God, don't remind me about those days.
Dude, that was hilarious. All of a sudden, we're recording a podcast. And who the fuck is that snoring? Oh, it's Drew.
It was so funny because it was one of our buddies was talking about something fucking boring as hell, and I just fell asleep. And he's like, he's making fun of me, isn't he? I'm like, no, I'm actually sleeping. But I did play a lot of Final Fantasy 13 too. I'd say probably around 15 hours in that game.
Wow.
You know, I never understood the hate for Final Fantasy 13. I liked it. And I really, really like this game. I think it's great. If you want to say it went back to its Final Fantasy roots, it definitely did that. There is no more you go in a straight line and just keep going. There is different worlds that you can go to as well as different time periods. The game feels like a little bit like Chrono Trigger, but more closer to a game that came out on the DS called Radiant Historia. Basically, you go through time at different time periods, and if you do something in that time period, it can alter time.
And butterfly effect.
Exactly.
Starring Ashton Kutcher.
So not only can you go back to the past, you can go back to the past of what you just changed. And so it's all about, there's 30 different time periods and areas you can go to. And they kind of spawn off each other. And every one of them is completely open. There's tons of side quests to do. The battle system is fantastic. The music is horrible. I'm not going to lie. But I think it's a very well done game. You know, I think I personally don't like Sarah. Like, I don't like her as a character. You know, but I mean, it kind of fits. I do like the newcomer that they added to the game, Noel. He's a really good guy, and he's actually a really cool character. And the whole capturing monsters and putting them into your party is a really cool thing. It's very addicting.
Gotta catch them all.
That's exactly what it is. It's Pokemon.
Pokemon.
It's like Pokemon mixed with Persona, because you can also fuse two monsters together, and one monster will get, like, the other monster's powers and abilities and stuff like that.
So that's like Viva Pinata. You're going to have monster sex.
I guess.
I always have monster sex.
Monster butt sex.
Oh, man.
But, I mean, like I told some people on Twitter, and like I told Ken and Mike, when I first started playing this game, I couldn't find a single thing wrong with it. It was that good. Now, as I've progressed and went farther on, there are a few flaws with the game. Because you have to open up these time gates... And there could be multiple time gates in a time period that you're at. You have to find basically keys to open the gates. They're called artifacts, and some of them could be just hidden around the area. There's also bosses may have them, so defeating a boss may get you one. Sometimes you'll open up a gate that kind of just leads off to a one-off time period where nothing really. It's just a little story-driven time period, and you don't really get anything out of it. So. There's parts where you're kind of you're not necessarily stuck, you just don't exactly know where to go next. And there's no kind of like hint system or anything like that to tell you where to go. So, truth be told, I had to use a FAQ on one because I was stuck for about an hour just running around trying to figure out where to go. So, but still, if you're a Final Fantasy fan, you need to get this game. I mean, it's fantastic. It really is. And, I mean, if you didn't like Final Fantasy 13, you may like this one. The battle system stays pretty much the same. It's a lot more faster. And it feels like you have a little bit more control over what's going on. But other than that, I think it's a fantastic game. It's a great Japanese RPG, and it's a great Final Fantasy game. I'll have my review. I'm going to be writing my review probably tonight and give it to Ken Monday. But trying to think. Am I embargoed on Devil Summoner or Devil Survivor?
Nope.
No. Okay. I also played some Devil Survivor 2. It's the next, obviously, the next Devil Survivor in the Shin Megami Tensei series. I'll go as far as to say this. This is probably going to be the last great regular DS game to come out. It's a lot like Devil Survivor 1 and the overclock version on the 3DS. It's totally new story, though. I haven't got that far into it, but as of right now, they haven't really added any new mechanics. It's the same strategy RPG, but then when you go into a battle, it's a turn-based RPG. If you played Devil Survivor 1, then you can jump into this and basically not even listen to a tutorial. I mean, it's practically the same game, but just a different story. That's not necessarily a bad thing, because I thought Devil Survivor was a fantastic game as well. And it's very intriguing. The story is really nice. You know, another disaster strikes in a town in Japan, and you're stuck, and there's demons everywhere. I haven't got too far into it, so I'll talk about more of that, I guess, next week. Other than that, I mean, I played a little bit more Zack Zero, which my review's live. I like that game.
And is that Shadow Complex-y? Because it looks it. Is it the same sort of thing where you get upgraded weapons and then go back to the map and explore new areas?
No. It's levels. There are levels. It looks a lot like Shadow Complex as far as the aesthetic goes, and the how you can go into the, like, things can come out of the background and from the foreground and stuff like that, but you can't. It's not like Metroidvania kind of thing.
Okay.
It is just levels. But it was a pretty cool game. The platforming is pretty bad, but I think it intrigued me, and I liked it. So you can check out my full review. It's up there now. Played a decent amount of Soul Calibur 5. I'm really enjoying that, despite everybody hates it, apparently. But
seriously, are you going to be one of those guys?
You're just a noob at fighting games, Ken. God.
I am a noob at fighting games. I've never played one before Soul Calibur 5.
Exactly.
Ever.
You don't know anything about frame traps. You don't even count frames, do you?
No, I don't.
God, you're such a fucking noob.
Such a noob.
But anyway, yeah, I mean, I understand what Ken's saying when he says that it doesn't feel like an upgrade. Now, I think it's more a little bit more of an upgrade as far as the fighting system goes to me. And the game is more of an online fighting game, you know, which it's kind of a shame, because Soul Calibur has always had a more robust single player than what it normally has in this game. But I enjoy the fighting mechanics. I enjoy, you know, the online. For me, I haven't had a single problem with the online. It's got lobbies. It's got a spectator mode. It's got a lot of things that some other games don't have. Or they didn't have until they released the $40 update.
Some other games.
Yeah.
Cleverly veiled illusion.
Isn't that what Soul Calibur 5 is, a $60 update?
I would actually call it a $60 downgrade on the series.
Stop. Wow. Stop. See, I was trying to be mean, and you took it to a whole new level.
Well, I'm sorry. I haven't played one since Soul Calibur 2 and put this game in, and it's like, hey, cool, there's Ezio. And where's Soul Calibur?
I don't know. I mean, I enjoyed Soul Calibur 4, and I'm enjoying Soul Calibur 5.
That's all that matters.
Coming from Soul Calibur 2, which is the last one I played, you know, that's three games in on the series where they had a theme going and a thing. They had their, like, the thing of the game was do the weapon master mode, unlock new weapons, blah blah blah. I love that the character creator's there, but that has become the focus rather than a robust additional bullet point. it's now the game, and that's not okay for me.
I mean, they just they've went to online play. That's the problem. I mean,
well, you can still play online without, you know, with the different weapons and stuff. I mean, you could even have features for, like, all right, you have to use the default weapon, or we're going to lock out, you know, these weapons from each character, so that's all you can pick. I mean, I could just see the tournament options being, you know, really, really fully featured, but instead they're like, nah, fuck it.
I see. You didn't play 4, and 4 didn't have much of that either.
I know, but if the series was known for that, even up through 3, which I hear nobody liked.
Yeah, 3 was awful.
Yeah.
But... You know, if 3, you know, but if they did that all the way through 3, and their idea was, I know how we'll revitalize this series, we'll take out the coolest part. That's not good.
Yeah, you know, I mean, even in 3, they were trying to add single player stuff. Granted, it was terrible, but
I just spent so many hours with Soul Calibur 2's Weapon Master mode. I unlocked every single character that was locked, and every single weapon for every character. And they had a challenge tower. Like, the Weapon Master mode was like a challenge tower. It's like, oh, you're poisoned, and you have to defeat these two guys. Or
they had that before.
Only attacks that slam people into the ground will do damage, or only wall attacks will do damage. And it kind of made you learn and improve with each character. Kind of like the way the challenge tower does in Mortal Kombat, and handling kind of your introduction to each character. But I feel like The online is really good, but there's no meat to it. I mean, what's the big deal if you can create your own character if it's just going to be a skin of another character? Like, I would say, all right, you have to create a character, but you have to not only pick which style it uses, but which of the X weapons you've unlocked in Weapon Master mode.
What,
you know, and then you really create a character that's your own character.
So I don't know. Maybe you should go work for them.
Oh, God.
They don't like the butt jokes, I guess. They just like showing the butt of Ivy.
No, just the boobies.
No, there was another one, too, with her ass.
Oh.
There were 2.
I must have missed the ass one.
How could you miss that ass? Mm-mm. Yeah.
Wow.
She's not real.
Not at all.
That means her ass can be in your face without being, you know, in your face.
Oh, smell your mud butt.
Mud butt. Mud butt's a lot like swamp ass, though, and, you know, nobody wants that.
The masters of the cockadookie. And the stinky stinky.
Pokemon!
But anyway, yeah. I want to say that's all. I did... so many people were talking about Diablo 3 and them getting into the beta, and I'm not. And so
don't be a hater.
I really wanted to play a loot horde game, so I jumped back into Torchlight, started a new character, and played about 2 hours of it. Still a great game. Can't wait for Torchlight 2.
It's a PC exclusive. Did you see that big old chart?
Oh, so Torchlight 2 is going to be a PC exclusive.
According to that big old chart.
Okay. Big old chart.
You seen that big old chart? The PC gamers are throwing around.
I have not seen the big old chart.
Big old chart.
It's a big old chart that says PC gaming rules. These are all the games you will pirate this year.
Oh, I can't wait till we get to the news, because that's actually going to be a topic.
Anyway, yeah, that's about all I've played. As far as future stuff goes, I'll be playing some more Devil Survivor 2. I want to finish Final Fantasy 13.
Final Fantasy.
I don't know if I'll be able to do it. But because there's another game coming out that I will be playing for sure.
For Shizzle.
Yeah, and that is Kingdoms of Amalur: Reckoning.
I just have to make this comment. I was thinking about this the other day. Is it just me, or does that game have like the worst name recognition ever? Does anybody know what to really call it? Like, some people call it Reckoning, some people call it Amalur.
Amalur.
Some people call it Amalur. Kingdom of Amalur, the Reckoning.
It's like Dragon Age Origins. It should have never been called Dragon Age Origins. It should have just been called Dragon Age.
Yeah, but this one has like 5 names, and nobody knows the real one.
Man, it's like a Chinese restaurant. Fast number 1 Chinese food Golden Dragon.
That's where Super Hot Dog Space Cowboy.
What? I like that better. I would eat at that place, Super Hot Dog.
I don't know that I would.
I don't really know.
In fact,
you know,
as a Jew, I would eat there on Christmas.
I bet you would. Jesus. No, no Jesus.
No, we believe in Jesus, but he was like a house.
You murdered him!
Wow.
Holy shit, that's it. I am now going to proliferate the Tropico sound clip that I excised from that one episode.
Do you murder him?
Tropico! Steam sale! Steam sale!
You murdered him.
You murdered him.
Wow.
Oh, you already know when he's joking. He's fictional anyway.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
John, you are entitled to your belief. It's all good.
You can't murder someone who never existed.
Isn't his name Jesus anyway?
Did not represent the views of ZTGD.
Isn't his name Jesus anyway?
Jesus?
Jesus?
Jesus. Jesus.
Okay.
I'm moving on.
Yeah.
So you play anything else this week, Drew? Just kind of curious.
Yeah, I'll play a little bit, probably jumping a little bit more Soul Calibur. I got a few friends that want to play with me.
Calibur.
Welcome back to the stage of victory where the burrito jumps and you will see how, at night, the last one standing is the victor.
Mudbutt. So I'm going to move on.
I literally think they got the announcer guy drunk before he recorded each of those stage intros.
Those stage intros never made any sense anyway.
Now they're worse.
The giraffe falls onto the clown.
History.
He's like the John Madden.
What I think's funny is that
had some mustard on it.
What I think's funny is that his voice is always so serious, and yet he has to say stuff like "Lizard Man." It's like, you think they hired this professional announcer, and then he walked in there and looked at the script and was like, "What the fuck is this shit, Lizard Man?"
Oh, he's not called Lizard Man anymore.
It's called Aeon.
Really has a name now.
Yeah,
Lizard Man.
Awesome. I'm gonna move on to K-Dub.
Yay,
Astaroth.
I played a Zero's Wrath demo.
Okay.
That's it.
What'd you think?
I liked it.
You liked it?
I did.
Really? Really?
Heavy Rain anime?
I didn't have a problem with it. I liked it.
Well, that's why I said.
So.
Jason!
Yeah?
No.
Jesus Christ, you fall for that every week.
I can't find you, and I just call your name.
You gotta press the triangle button.
Jason!
Call his name. Or waggle your move controller.
What?
Jason!
Wiggle, 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 wiggle.
Wiggle, 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 yeah. Wiggle, 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 yeah.
The wiggity, 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 whack, daddy.
Lana!
Lana! What?
Jason, no!
I love that fucking show.
Anyway. So you liked the demo?
I did. I like what I played. And I guess everyone else here has played it.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nope.
I just don't know how it's going to translate well into a 6 to 8 hour game.
Yeah. See, I agree with that. I like what I play, but I don't know if it's going to translate well. I agree with that. But my point to the whole thing is...
Maybe you're supposed to play a half an hour a week like it's an actual anime.
The second, I guess, was it Chapter 11 or whatever it's called? What was the song playing?
Wait, the game went bankrupt?
Yes.
I know the song. It wasn't...
Because I recognized it.
I want to say it's a song that's from Catherine when you were doing some of the puzzles.
Okay, that's definitely not where I recognize it from.
I definitely didn't play that yet.
Well, they play classical music during the puzzles and Catherine.
Why don't you guys Shazam it?
You know, I think it's God. It was something like New World.
New World Symphony?
No, it was...
That's the New World Symphony.
Okay, that's where I recognize it from then, okay.
I believe it's the finale from New World Symphony.
Okay.
Well, rock your Yankee blue jeans.
That's what I thought. I wasn't sure. But I liked it.
In classical music on today's episode of the Forges podcast.
Right after Volva.
We give it all to you people. All
wasn't he a character in Soul Calibur?
Volva?
Volva!
I think that works. Somebody go create that.
I believe there's actually a story up on N4G about people making perverted characters. Really? Yeah,
that's the top story.
In a Jiggly Titty game, people are making perverted characters?
That's the top story on N4G right now.
See?
You know, every time you say Volva... I think
a little fairy loses his wings.
You think of the Seinfeld episode?
No, I think of an episode of Spaced. If you haven't seen that episode, you need to watch it.
Yes. Was that in season
Spaced
one?
Spaced is awesome.
Or is that season two?
That was season one. Yeah.
Which episode
it was
it?
Art. It was the art episode where
they
went to go see a performance art show.
Yeah, it's got David Williams in it. He plays Volva.
Oh, okay. I remember that one now. I love that show.
What?
I don't know. Just don't.
I didn't like the show, so whatever.
That's because you're dumb.
Okay. That's a good way to combat my opinion.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Your opinion doesn't matter.
That's true.
I love the intelligent debates we have on this show.
Yes, you're dumb.
You're wrong. If you ever want to win an argument with Zero, all you got to do is just tell him the music is awesome.
Oh.
Shut up, Drew.
Mute your ass.
I'm going to mute you, but it won't matter because you'll be snoring anyway.
Oh, keep going.
Oh, come on, you know you're my Padawan troller.
Of course.
Wait, is that like wait? Okay,
don't you just stop. You're no good. No. Stop. Anyway.
Oh wow.
Is he gonna try to take the pebble from your hand like David Carradine?
That's right. Then you strangle yourself.
And then he's gonna try to then he's gonna try to hang himself to get off.
Oh God.
I'm gonna wear a Batman costume.
What a fucking way to go.
Exactly. It is, in fact, a fucking way to go.
I'm going to scream, like, why do you want to kill me? So, are you playing anything this week?
Emiler.
You going to buy it?
Yeah, I think I'm going to buy it. I didn't play it, but after watching it being played. Remind me of Fable.
It's got a lot of Fable in there.
Except better.
Yeah, it's much better than Fable.
Wow. Yeah, the best decision they made in that game was to not involve Peter Molyneux.
And that's fine. I mean, I like Fable. And
I love Fable 3.
Yeah, Fable 3 was great, which I was debating on buying again, but $30 for on-demand, no thanks.
Oh, hell no.
No.
Why would you buy an on-demand home console game? Those things are wallet rape.
Well, when you have only Amazon credit. And you want to play it then and there, it kind of crossed my mind, but then I saw the $30 price tag, and I'm like, nope.
Good boy.
I said no.
So I will wait, and I will actually use my credit towards
Emelur. See, you don't even know the name.
I don't care.
Nobody knows
the name. I'm Emelur Raconin.
But I think I'll enjoy it since I can't play Skyrim. So
that's I think I'm going to love that game.
It looks very fucking cool.
I'm going to let it into my house.
I didn't want to quit when the demo told me I had to quit.
You're like, no demo, fuck you. I want to play.
I was right in the middle of a quest for some elves and taking down this big old tree, and I'm like, dude, I don't want to quit.
Can't quit.
It's fucking awesome.
So, yeah.
Did you make a woman character?
Yes, I did.
See, that's the only way to go. If you're going to be staring at an ass for 200 hours, it better will be a pretty ass.
Amen.
Here we go again. I'm going to move on to Mr. John W.
Well, I could talk about the games I've played, but I don't think any of you really care.
No, not really.
Oh, John, don't say things like that.
Only if you pronounce them, then I will care.
Okay. I'll get through some of the stuff I played a little bit of first. Firstly, Mike was kind enough to send me over the Gotham City Imposters Code, and I played a little bit of that just after sort of the podcast we finished recording last week. That's actually not too bad. It's a lot more fun than I thought it would be. I think I might have talked about it last week, but despite a few glitches, I think that's going to be a whole lot of fun when that finally gets released next week, isn't it? Or this week?
It's the 7th. It's this week.
So that's going to be... There you go. So that could be quite a lot of fun. Also, another game I didn't play a lot of, but I am really looking forward to playing, is the Metal Gear Solid HD Collection.
You guys just got that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we just came out this Friday. I picked it up and decided I'll do them in story chronology. So starting off with Snake Eater.
That
looks incredible. They've done a bang up
job. I don't know if that's a great idea.
Yeah, I'd go with better controls last. Because seriously, yeah, if you go from okay controls to awesome controls to really shitty controls, you're gonna get pissed.
Yeah,
so
Metal Gear
you do
Solid.
Them in release date as opposed to story chronology.
That's what I did. Now you can do it however you want to, but I'm telling you, Metal Gear Solid 2 is hard to get back into because the controls are
rough.
Maybe
I'll do that then. But I put Snake Eater on for maybe sort of 20 minutes, 25, get through the first fucking half, well, it seems like half an hour bloody chat between when you first land on the ground. It's like, how can this never end? Constantly
waiting,
talking.
Huh?
Stop fucking talking!
John, it's Metal Gear.
Well, you're playing the wrong game.
I know.
Yeah. Wow,
I know. It's part of its charm, but for fuck's sake. But it looks really good. I'm really impressed with how they're sharp that looks. So I'm pleased about that. I will take Drew's advice and probably not bother with Snake Eater and just start with 2, then go to Snake Eater, and then finally Peace Walker. So I played a little bit of that. The two big games I've played this week aren't new, but I just got myself a fancy new graphics card, which means that my PC games run a lot smoother, a hell of a lot smoother. And finally, I can run Renegade Ops without any kind of stuttering at all. And I
so
played
it's no longer Renegade Ops?
Renegade Ops. It's just Renegade Ops. That's such a poor joke.
It's Mike.
Welcome to the N4G podcast.
Yeah. Class every second. That game's so much fun. I've got both the Steam version and the 360 version. I think the Steam version was donated to me by one of our listeners, Mookie's Groove. And I don't know how that works, but I got DLC for it. I didn't pay for it. Was that free?
It probably was. Steam gives away shit.
There was no DLC for the 360, was there? Or was there?
I don't recall reading about any.
Basically, I loaded it up, and you've got the main campaign, which is Inferno, and then, I never noticed this before, but you pull the, when you're on the, it asks you which campaign you want, you pull the...
Trigger?
Well, you select trigger, whatever, and you... I've lost the words. There's a campaign called Cold Strike, which is another bad, nasty character, and there are 3 missions attached to it. And I never noticed them before. I know I didn't pay for them, and I didn't think it was the sort of thing games companies do, is give away DLC for free. So I don't know whether it's because it was purchased for me, and maybe when he gifted it to me, it was including the DLC. Possibility. If that's the case, thank you very much. The game is absolutely incredible. I must have spent 12, 14 hours playing that game this week. Got through all of both campaigns, actually, the Inferno and the additional DLC Cold Strike. That, I just love it. Hopefully there'll be some more DLC, because I will definitely want to play some more. And then finally, Football Manager 2012, which you guys don't give 2 shits about, but the game's awesome. So that's all I've played this week. Next week, definitely, as with most of you guys, I'm going to be picking up Kingdoms of Amalur. Giving that a shot, looks incredible. As far as I'm concerned, probably one of the first must-have games of the year. But hopefully, since we've just had a patch for it, I shall be playing for review King Arthur 2 on Steam, which we got a code for last week. And I downloaded it, and as soon as I downloaded it, there was a patch, and the patch then proceeded to break the game so it wouldn't start. Fantastic, well done. So, there's been another patch since, I'm going to give that a shot. Now, I've not played the first game. Have any of you guys played it?
No.
No, it's a RTS RPG, though.
Yeah, I mean, they're calling it the RPG war game. I've no idea what to expect from it. My experience with real-time strategy is very limited in regards to, that sort of thing is maybe Civilization's probably the closest I've got, which isn't the same sort of thing, I suppose. But I'll look forward to seeing what it does. So the menus, what I was able to load, because you basically, it loads up the menus, you select options, start a new game, and then it goes, no. And there's options there for both beginner players and experienced. So hopefully it will give me a good way of getting into the game, learning what this sort of stuff is about, because I'm an absolute idiot when it comes to keyboard controls. I hate them. So something slow and easy will probably be quite good. But fingers crossed that works, and I'll be giving that a play this week, along with definitely some Metal Gear Solid.
Metal Gear.
Metal Gear. Meryl.
Otacon.
Volva.
Oh. I call my dick Metal Gear Rex.
I swear to God, we've been on this show too long together. Anyway, I guess I will move on to Futon.
Yo. So I've Dr. Seuss and bunch of Kinect this week.
God, iPhone Kinect? What the fuck?
Well, no. Well, two of them are review games. I played and reviewed Kung Fu High Impact, which I actually really enjoyed.
Are you waiting for applause?
Huh? Yeah, I'm waiting for applause. Jesus Christ. That I don't believe in.
Just name of this podcast to the News for Casual Gamers.
I also played a little downloadable game for Kinect called Haunt, which Microsoft actually published, I think, based on the material that we got about it, I'm pretty sure, although I need to spend a little bit more time looking at the loading screens, I guess. But what it is, it's essentially as if somebody made a point-and-click game for Kinect and threw in some Ghostbusters. And it's actually a lot of fun. And the use of the Kinect is really varied and well-implemented for the most part. And I'm enjoying it. And I'm about two-thirds of the way through. And why are you laughing at me?
Somebody's singing.
Ryan in the background.
What did he say? What happened?
He's doing the Ghostbusters theme.
Oh, God. My mistake.
Don't tell Huey Lewis.
Yeah, he's looking for some money. Huey Lewis in the bankrupt.
So that review should probably be up, early this week.
So here's a question for you about Haunt.
Yes.
How much room do you need to play it? Because it intrigues me.
Not a lot.
Okay.
If I take my pants down at least 12 inches.
Unlike Rise of Nightmares, where you moved with putting your foot forward, and the Kinect really often had a hard time with that, which was probably the weakest part of that game, you actually walk in place to walk, and you can actually run by actually running in place. And what you do is you pretend you have a flashlight in your hand, and your flashlight is both a weapon and also the way you determine which, you know, how you select objects and determine which way you move, but it also serves a little bit when you're fighting ghosts as like a proton beam. So that's where this element comes in.
I'm sorry.
So you're saying for movement, you essentially have to sort of walk on the spot, very much like as if you were in some kind of band procession.
Skeet, skeet, skeet.
Yeah. I mean, you definitely, and when you, it definitely tracks you better when you high step a little bit. But you need a duck.
So somebody who there's maybe been in a band procession would probably get on quite well with this game.
Can you dubstep in this game?
Oh, Jesus. Yes, John.
Now you know how everybody feels.
I don't know. Wow.
Are we done talking about marching band?
Volva.
And you said you have to scream at it, too?
Yeah, it's actually a lot of fun.
Like, I'm going to use my flashlight at my crotch and yell, skeet, 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 skeet.
Here's my proton beam, bitch.
You can yell whatever you want at it. But yeah, there's a shout power that you want to scream? That actually wounds the ghosts.
Oh.
It's good for your hair, though.
But the best part is you actually have to break down barriers with the shout ability, so actually shouting Fuzzer-O-Da at the screen like shatters the barrier. It's kind of awesome.
Interesting.
Shout.
I don't know.
Shout.
I'll have to check it out.
Get it all out.
These are the things I can do without.
Come this podcast on. I could do without.
Well, then go the fuck home.
Okay.
Come on. You're talking to me.
I played
me.
A little bit of Mass Effect 2, not nearly as much as I wanted to. But I also received, and I can't talk about it, but just know that I'm playing it, UFC Undisputed 3.
So you know, all these games are getting to 3 now, so I can't call them Electric Boogaloo anymore, and it's pissing me off.
You gotta come up with something more creative.
Fuck you, John.
Yeah. Suck on that, John.
You could call it UFC Undisputed 3, UFC Harder.
Feck you, John.
Aw, poor John.
UFC Harder.
That doesn't. Wow. Does that work? Because that was Die Hard 2, Die Harder.
Yeah.
Die Hard 3 with a vengeance.
Yeah, it'd have to be UFC with a vengeance.
Fine, UFC Undisputed 3, Dark of the Octagon.
No.
Wow.
No.
Dark
no,
of the Octagon.
No.
I'll find one, trust me.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. I have faith in you.
So yeah, that review is embargoed until Friday, but I expect that it will be done and go up once that embargo lifts, which is
Friday
at 12 p.m. Eastern on February.
Because you ain't got shit to do. I'm gonna get you high.
How about UFC Episode 3, Revenge of the UFC?
No.
No,
that's way too wordy.
Revenge of the Octagon.
Or how about just UFC 3? And
how about we call it Return of the Mac?
Hold on, I had something for this, damn it.
Or
how
sweaty guys punching the fuck out of
each other. Lying in the street where it belongs. Anna.
Just wait. Anna. We'll be clever
UFC
next
Trinity.
Week. There you go.
Lana! Lana!
What? UFC 3, The Last Stand.
I'm trying to find...
Or how about we could just move on from this because no one gives a fuck.
So next week, I'll be playing more UFC 3. I will, please God, be playing Mass Effect 2. What?
Ryan, just throwing that in.
What did you say?
The Last Stand.
The Last Stand, UFC 3. Yeah. The Last Stand.
That's going to stick, isn't it? Son
yes.
of a bitch.
I think that's the best one for it. Good job, Ryan. Good job.
Wow. That movie was so bad, though.
X-Men You're so 3. Bad. Shut up.
Hey, you liked it last night.
Oh, God. Come on.
You know, I think you make those kind of jokes more than anybody else. Makes me wonder.
Who, me?
Yes.
Wonder no more.
Surprise. What? Shit.
That's where The Last Stand came from.
Oh no.
Because he can't walk no more.
Time. He said it was The Last Stand, but I'm at a
spot. Damn, I'm done with this shit.
Hey.
And I will be playing Kingdoms.
You know what? I'm going for a record here of everybody playing the same game the same week. That shit don't even happen with, like, the AAA titles.
Wait, exactly. Wait, so, Jason, did you say you were going to
happen
play it?
With me?
Oh, well, that's breaking the chain.
Well, I don't think Jason...
Combo Buster!
Are you playing it, Jason?
Combo Breaker.
Is Jason there?
Jason,
yeah.
He's not paying attention.
Are you not? Are you playing it?
No.
See, those two, so...
No, it's, yeah, are you playing it, not are you playing with it?
Oh, for Christ's sake, John.
And I'll also be fondling a little game called Pocket Pool next week.
I bet you will. You're probably playing it right now.
Oh, no. You guys don't do it for me. Except for Caleb.
When nobody's looking, you don't have to do it in the pocket.
he's still playing Haunt.
Proton beam, bitch!
He's shouting at it.
Why won't you grow?
Oh, gosh. Can we please just move on?
It's like a shrinky dink.
Okay.
Anyway. So.
What is wrong today?
I don't
Nothing
know.
Nothing for me. You guys are acting all kinds
I know.
Of
Drew's behaving himself. And
Drew, this is why you love the show. This is why you wanted to be on it, and yet you're not participating.
That's why I'm sitting back and just watching the chaos happen.
Okay. Well, now,
listening to the chaos.
We're going to move on to the Wombat 2. Because that's what I'm going to call you now, because everybody's called you that today.
I haven't.
Shut up.
I haven't.
You shut up.
You know what? Fuck all y'all.
The music is awesome.
It's right, it is. It's the best shit I done ever heard.
All right, so this week, I've only played one game because I'm awesome.
Skyrim?
And no.
No, whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah. What do you think
That's
of that?
A combo breaker.
That'll teach you to make assumptions.
Damn right it will.
I bet I know what it is.
Playing, what do you think it is?
I think it's Assassin's Creed Revelation.
You are wrong.
Oh, motherfuck.
See? Both of y'all. No, I've been playing The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword.
Oh.
Ooh.
So.
That kazoo again.
So.
That's
yeah,
K-Dub's favorite noise.
Oh, come on.
And, I've been playing that. I'm not too far in it. I just now got to the point where I don't really want to spoil anything because it hasn't really been out that long, but I've just now got to the part where he's dressed in green for the first time.
Oh, so you're still very early.
Yeah, I'm still real early.
Sky
I'm still
rockets in flight.
I'm still at the really boring, really frustrating part of the game.
Yeah, once you get to the first dungeon, it's so much better.
Okay, yeah, because so far it's like playing Metal Gear Link Edition.
I think it took me 2 days to get through that beginning part because it's so just, boring.
And it's just like, yep, cutscene after cutscene after cutscene, but it's not even a cutscene because nobody's talking.
Hey,
listen.
Yeah, you get like one spoken word for every 50 words. There's just some, I don't know, some ridiculousness. I guess it, I mean, I'm going to say this because it's not really a spoiler. Because everybody should, if you're playing a game called Legend of Zelda and you don't think you're going to have to rescue Zelda, well, you're doing something wrong.
Stupid.
So, but I just, it was so hard not for me to laugh when Zelda, the thing that happens to Zelda happens, and her dad's like, what happened to my daughter? And Link just sits there and makes his mouth move and no words come out. And then he's like, well, as long as she's with her Loftwing, I'm sure she's fine. It's like, seriously? Your daughter just...
That bitch hasn't obeyed her curfew in years.
Just got decimated. And you're like, well, she's got her giant purple bird with her. She'll be fine. I'm not worried about it.
Is that a euphemism?
It should be. It's like, besides, it's dark and it's dangerous to go look for her now, so I'm sure she'll be fine.
Go alone. Take this.
Wow, her dad said that. That's what a good
pretty
parent.
Much, yeah. So,
and the worst part is this is the origin, so it's not like it's happened to her before,
right? Yeah. So,
so wait, hold on. So there is some kind of virginity metaphor going on here.
You know what's funny is there's some already been some
sexual tension.
Yeah, and like euphemism, I guess is the best way for me to put it. The innuendo. If I can say innuendo and not have somebody make a joke about it,
too late.
Like the one guy's talking about his special moment with Zelda alone and how he can't wait for it, and he's like,
so you should be playing on the Wii.
She's got that sailcloth thing that she gives him, and it's like tied around her shoulders. But when she goes to take it off, she reaches back like she was undoing bra straps and takes it off. It's just like, really?
This game was written by virgins.
Yeah, apparently. So, but,
I'm just surprised it didn't come with a Zelda body pillow.
Yeah, that doesn't really surprise me.
Where's my master sword?
Anyway, I do like the way it controls. I'm not really a fan of the bird parts.
No.
Or the part, but I like the way it controls, so I'm interested to play some more of it. So, how Ken, you beat it, didn't you?
Not yet. That game is like 40 hours long.
Oh, okay. Well, I have no hopes of ever finishing it, so I might as well just stop now.
Go back to Skyrim.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, though, somebody posted a picture on the internet the other day that I happened to look at, and I saw the final boss.
Oh, nice.
And spoiled the whole game for me. Seriously? Even though I kind of expected. Because it's the origin. It's how the whole thing started. So
right. It's something that looks like a little piggy. It's probably the bad guy.
Well, he's not in the game. You know that, right?
No, right. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's the origin. It takes place before he even existed. It takes place before Hyrule existed.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's actually the story of how Hyrule came to be.
The whole Golden Land thing, or
mm-hmm. Yeah, the whole thing.
See, yeah, it sounds interesting to me. I don't want to play it on the fucking Wii.
That's what Ken said too, but he fell in love with it.
And you know, the controls are it works really well. You wouldn't think it would. Yeah. It works really well, and the graphics. You know, you can definitely tell it's a Wii game. But the art style is pretty good. So yeah, pretty much yeah, because it looks like dog vomit, but. The art style is really good. So
it makes me wish those guys that work on those games had like more powerful hardware, because I bet their games would be fucking stunning.
Wii U,
yeah,
fuck Wii U.
No.
Oh come on.
Yeah, it only took them 6 years to come out with a system that's twice as powerful as the 360.
Well, you know what's going to be funny? Play. The funny thing is, when the Wii U comes out this Christmas, it will be the most powerful home console for about a whole year.
Yeah. It's true.
And we'll see.
Awesome. Look forward to that.
Yeah.
You think so? I don't even think it'll be.
Well, there's been rumors back and forth. Some people have said that it's 2 times as powerful. Some people have said that it's 5 times as powerful. Industry people, not just Johnny Nintendo fanboy.
Well, I think it's
in his dirty hooded sweatshirt and fingerprinted glasses.
I think it's going to end up being Dreamcast, where it gets a bunch of ports from the 360 and the PS3 and a few original games and never really shows.
You want to hear something? You want to hear something crazy? I think this will be the Dreamcast for Nintendo. I think this may very well be the last console they make.
Oh, that is a pretty big prediction there.
It wouldn't shock me.
It would not shock me one bit, because they have seen the most loss in the past year.
Mm, yep, that's true.
Hasn't Sony posted a big loss?
Everybody has, to be honest with you.
No, Microsoft is not. Microsoft is showing year-over-year records with the 360. They had a banner quarter with the quarter ending December 31st, and while Sony is closing the gap on them a little bit, it's 47 million units or so that Sony's PlayStation 3s that have been sold total versus 50 million or so Xbox 360s. And even if you count hardware failure into those extra sales, it's not going to make up the difference. What's interesting is, trend-wise, the 360 is still on a forward trajectory, in an upward trajectory, whereas there were 0.2 million fewer PlayStation 3s sold in the holiday quarter three ending December 31st, 2011, than there were the year before. So what's going on right now is, Sony, because they were last to market, had a lot of ground to pick up, and I think it's safe to say that Microsoft, even with the fail rate, their strategy of being first to market was smarter, because they're ahead, and let's just also keep in mind that they don't do well in Japan at all. And they're still on the rise, with Kinect breaking 10 million as well, which is insane. So when you're talking about Microsoft possibly teasing us at E3 this year, and Sony pretty much saying that isn't going to happen, you got to wonder what it's going to look like. Starting in, let's see, if E3 is beginning of June. So after that announcement, so it's going to be second quarter of this year, what's going to happen to 360 sales if they do start teasing something?
Well, thank you very much, ZTGD CFO.
I felt like I was pacterized right there.
Well, there you
Sorry,
go.
Sorry, I fell asleep.
Wow. So I present to you trend information about what's going on, and you guys fall asleep.
No,
you need to make that into.
All I want from you, Mike, is fart and knob jokes.
You need to make that into a PowerPoint.
PowerPoint charts.
So that concludes my fondling.
Oh, I guess. Real quick, because I wasn't here, and I know it's February, but who was writing that NPD thing?
You really gonna bring that up now? I've already eaten it.
Maybe
twice.
I want to hear you eat it now.
I just did. I was wrong.
Om nom 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 nom.
Yes. Yes!
You enjoy it, because it's pretty much the only time it's going to happen.
Oh, suck it. I'm sorry, Ryan. I just had to do that. Go ahead.
Oh, no, you're fine. I'm done. Future fondling is going to be more Zelda, and then I don't know. Who knows?
Why are you playing Skyrim?
Else?
Are you getting MLM Ding Dong?
I'm not. I spent all my Amazon and trade-in credit on the Vita, and I'm going to wait on Amalur because I know I'm going to be playing Vita games, so there's no point in me buying it now when I won't have time to play it.
Are you done with Skyrim for the time being?
I'm just putting it on hold for a little bit. Mm-hmm. I tend to do this with these games. I play it so much that I have to give myself a little break from it so I don't get burnt out. Like, I'm not burnt out yet, but I can tell if I keep playing it and don't play anything else, I'm going to get burnt out on it. So I give myself a little break.
I got you.
I'm 75 or 78 hours in. So
wow.
I need to take a little break.
Yeah. I don't know if I've played 75 or 78 hours of games since it came out.
Yeah. So. Anyways, that wraps it up for me.
Well, mine hopefully shouldn't be too long, because I didn't really play shit.
Yeah. Syndicate?
I played a lot of demos, which... Seriously? Nobody talked about the Syndicate demo?
I
played with Mike and Drew, and neither one of them even fucking mentioned it.
Oh, shit.
I did play that game.
I liked it. Awesome.
See, I did not. I swear to God, this was the funniest thing. Mike's, like, explaining all the intricacies of the game we're getting into. He's like, this is not Call of Duty. This is not Call of Duty. Okay, okay. First thing we do, we run out in the middle of the field, get killed by a bunch of guys, and fall dead. And I'm like, wait a minute.
It is Call of Duty.
This is Call of Duty.
He was giving us shit the entire time.
I was giving you shit the entire time because as soon as I started playing, because you told me it wasn't Call of Duty. As soon as I started playing like Call of Duty, I was fine. I killed a bunch of people, and I'm cool.
Oh, I'm dead again.
It's like, it's not really a shooter. I'm like, then why are there 50 guys running at me?
No, I would say it's more like, and this is scary to say, it's more like Brink.
No, it doesn't suck.
If Brink didn't suck.
I will give you that it didn't suck, but it's, I don't know, like, the shooting part of it was really kind of wonky to me. Probably because it's Starbreeze, and if you've ever played a Starbreeze game, yes, you have. They made Riddick, and they made The Darkness. The character moves really realistically to where they kind of wobble, and it's really kind of loose. And that makes it hard for a shooter that requires a lot of accuracy.
There's an upgrade system in there, and you have to upgrade yourself to get better stability.
And that's why I won't play it.
Mm.
Because I'm not, you know, I want to be able to shoot perfectly when I start, but that's fine. It's not my game. I played it with you guys. I deleted the demo. I'm done. I won't play anymore. Not my thing. But I'm just surprised you guys didn't talk about it because you guys loved it.
I totally forgot about it. That's the thing.
That's how much they loved it.
No.
I've been caught up in Final
Fantasy.
I'm kidding.
But the other demo, I did play through the Amalur demo again. Loved it. Oh God, I can't wait for that game to arrive at some point in my life. So I can play it. Oh, it's so good. And you know what the funny thing is it doesn't... There's no reason why it should be that good. It doesn't do anything special. It just does everything right, and it's fun. It's like a mixture of World of Warcraft meets Skyrim meets Fable. I mean, it's just a big mesh of all of these kind of...
Yep.
A little bit of Dragon Age.
Combat that good, though.
No, none of those games have combat that good. The combat is incredible.
The camera gets on my nerves, though.
Well, how it pans out when you get into a fight?
Well, yeah, because you can be off camera and hitting guys.
They apparently recognized that
it's
from an early build, and that the camera is absolutely fixed in the retail.
I don't know. I watched IGN's live stream for a little bit. I didn't want to watch too much, but when you get later in the game, you get to be a monster, and I'm looking forward to that. But that demo, well, God, I played it for like 2 hours and it just was not enough.
Yeah, that's exactly how I was.
I mean, I was, it's very, very rarely, I think Dungeon Siege was the last game I did this, but I actually want to do every side quest. Whereas, like, I tried to go back to Skyrim and play the side quest after I beat the main one, and I just don't care. Nothing against Skyrim, it just didn't click for me. But for some reason in this game, I want to do the side quest, and I don't know why. I just really enjoy the game itself. So I'm really...
The side quests feel more organic.
Well, you get progression in the side quests. Problem with Skyrim is you don't get, you know, experience points for completing quests, you know?
Well, there's
so
constant,
sometimes
yeah.
I can do side quests in Skyrim and not get jack shit for it.
Yeah, and the nice thing about
Amalur...
Yeah,
but you get experience for everything that you do during the quest.
Yeah.
That's true,
that's
but I mean...
That's the difference.
I'm such a slow level up guy now because... You know, I do one-handed. My one hand is up to, like, 60.
Right.
You know, it just doesn't go up as much anymore.
Yeah.
No, I think one of the reasons why I like Amalur a little better is because the side quests are really kind of bite-sized. They don't take very long. Whereas in Skyrim, they can go on forever. And people love that stuff, and that's fine. But I think I'm more tailored to the kind of Fable ADD.
It's an MMO, dude.
Yeah,
that game is a single player MMO.
And
yeah,
you know
exactly what it is.
That's exactly why I like it. I hate playing online with other people.
Yeah, one of the things that I saw in the IGN video review is they said something about, or at least they hinted that you can respec at any time. Is that true?
I thought that in the demo,
you can pay to do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
If it's like Borderlands, where the payment system was, I mean, nothing compared to your bank account, then that's fantastic. It's like, all right, ding me a little bit, but, you know.
Well, I like how every level you can change your fate to.
I think you'll be able to do that also if you visit a Fate Weaver.
Yeah, but you can literally just, whenever you level up, you can change
level
it,
up.
which is really cool. I like that, because if I get tired of playing the Brute, then I can go play as a magic user, which just adds so much diversity to the game. It's kind of like Skyrim, how Skyrim, you can upgrade whatever you want.
You're a clean slate, basically.
Exactly, and that game is just, it's scratching an itch that I've had with this whole, I haven't been able to get into a game. This is the game that's going to get me back into playing heavily. So,
The Darkness 2 is not going to do that for you?
I don't know. I really think I'll enjoy The Darkness 2, but I think I'll sink a lot of time into Amalur.
Yeah, Darkness won't be long. It'll probably be maybe 10 hours at the most.
Yeah, and I'll blast through that because I'll be doing the review, so I'll blast through it. I'll enjoy it. I'll have fun with it. It's still up in the air on Never Dead. We'll see how that plans out. It may be a terrible game, but I have liked terrible games. It's not like I'm gonna hop on the review and be like, "Oh yes, everybody should go out and buy this," you know. But I may still enjoy it. I have enjoyed some terrible games, and it's the premise of the game really interests me. So I have hopes for it. I just hope it's not as bad as people are, because sometimes people go a little overboard on how bad a game really is, and then it becomes a trend. Like, oh, one site gave it a 2, so I'm gonna give it a 2. I'm gonna give it a 2. If you can still enjoy this one, like, how many people gave me shit about my Amy review? A lot of people were like, "I can't believe you gave it a 2. I'm like, "Everybody else gave it a 2. And personally, that's how I felt, you know, but whatever. But anyway, the other demo I played was Twisted Metal. And, you know, I think I'm one of the few people who's not excited about the online as much. I want to play the story. Mm-hmm. I fucking love Twisted Metal's story. I love the characters. I love the levels. I love the hidden stuff that Jaffe always puts in the games. I thought it was funny the first night the demo went up. I was like, "What the fuck is this control scheme?" That's Twisted Metal. if you've never played the game, you're going to play it, and you're going to be like, "What the fuck is this control scheme?" Because it's confusing as shit. And those games have always been like that, because there's so much more you can do. It's not just point the arrow or the reticle and shoot somebody. You have to switch your weapons. You've got the different control methods. You constantly have to go backwards and turn around really fast. And he just designed that control scheme that way, and that's how we got used to it, and of course he left it in there, because the last thing you want to do is make a Twisted Metal game that Twisted Metal fans aren't going to enjoy or know how to play. And it's always kind of been its own thing. And the demo, God, he definitely left the old school difficulty in it. Because the demo, when you play the single player, every enemy comes for you, and you alone. So that sucks. I died a lot. But I still love it. I cannot wait to play through the single player. And I'll hop online. I did play Twisted Metal Black online quite a bit. Which I think is funny. Everybody's all excited about the online. There's only been one Twisted Metal game ever that's been online. So it's not... And it was an add-on. It wasn't in the original game.
Yeah. I think you had to get the modem for it.
With the modem, and you got it for free. And then they released the Greatest Hits version, it was in the Greatest Hits version. So,
did it come with the modem?
You had to mail away.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no.
I don't remember it coming with the modem.
No, the hard drive
would just be a code.
Hard drive came with Final Fantasy.
Yeah, how was the lag on that shit?
It was fine.
it worked fine.
Twisted Metal was great online. Back then, there was no voice chat.
Yeah,
thank God.
So,
you know, I mean, I've played a couple of PS2 games online. Also, GameCube.
GameCube had online.
GameCube did have online.
It had a modem, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
I played Fantasy Star online 1 and 2. God, a million times.
Yeah.
And I played the Resident Evil games that were online on the PlayStation 2.
Yeah, the Resident Evil games were terrible.
Outbreak.
Yeah. I was in the beta for that.
It was bad, but I played it because I was Resident Evil.
Twisted Metal was good, and so was SOCOM. SOCOM was fantastic online.
SOCOM was great.
The PlayStation 2's online had its ups and downs. There's no doubt about that. And speaking of which, the PS3 has its ups and downs, because the Twisted Metal demo doesn't fucking work online. I never got into a match. I also got
in. Pretty pissed off about it, actually.
I also got into the Starhawk beta because I'm a PlayStation Plus member, and I booted it up today, and I tweeted about this. This was the greatest thing. Okay, for a half hour, I was trying to get into the Starhawk beta. Here was my experience. Booted up, patch. Okay, standard stuff. 500 megs. Wait for that to download. Finish download. It's got to reset the game. Okay, cool. Get into the game. Oh, now you got to agree to the user agreement again. Okay, cool. So I'll flip through that. Okay, now I get into the game. Set my settings. Okay, cool. Now we're ready to go. Launch into a match. Failed to connect. Awesome. Kick me back out. Okay, go back in. Load it up again. Get into a match. Defeat. Awesome. Game hardlocks. Messes up my PS3 and has to restore the system. Deleted the beta. I'm done. I'm done.
It's a beta, Ken. Come on. This is the shit that has to happen.
That's fine. I'm not going to play the beta anymore.
I'm not a beta tester.
I'm done with the beta.
By the way, I was being sarcastic. It's not really a beta test if you can't actually play the game.
Yeah, I did get into a game, and I got in as soon as I was defeated, and I got 2 XP.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've not even seen the game yet. I haven't seen it. I saw a defeat screen.
How'd it look?
It was red.
It's a pretty screen.
But I did get... I wonder how I get 2 XP.
Just for...
For being in the game,
yeah.
But I didn't play it.
For being there. For doing all that bullshit before.
It's my participation medal. But you know what the best thing was? This is the leaderboard that showed up after the match was over. There were 16 people in the game, and it was team deathmatch, because I figured that'd be the easiest thing to get into, and I don't have to mic chat, whatever. The number one guy had 1 kill, 2 deaths.
Wow. You should have been, like, yelling in your mic, fucking team!
The number one guy had 1 kill, 2 deaths. I mean, is the game really that boring?
I think the game's just that broken.
Jesus. Anyway, but that's that story. And I'm still interested in Starhawk, but I'll wait. I'll wait. And I played lots of Techno Kitten Adventure last night.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great game. That's all you hear when you die.
Song.
Yeah, the song is in my head, and I can't help but Numa Numa when it comes on. I get a little crazy.
Yup.
I was you guys drunk or something?
No, I was drunk on Techno Kitten Adventure, and my wife broke the game.
Wow.
Turned off the techno.
She turned off the techno, which made it boring Kitten Adventure.
Yep.
Yeah, it just made it Kitten Adventure. That's
yeah. She found a way to glitch it so that the music doesn't, like, get crazy, so that you don't get the crazy things.
Aww.
And I'm like, dude, this sucks.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like...
Just restarted.
Well, she was trying to beat the score. She was trying to do it by not having the crazy stuff happen. And the best thing was, I still had the top score, and I did that while I was dancing.
Okay, no.
I'm thinking the mute button is in effect.
Oh.
And honestly, everything else that I've tried to get myself into this week has not panned out. I tried to get back into Sly Cooper. I figured, hey, it's got the 3D. I'll play it again. Realized my save was on my old PS3 that died. So I started over. That's fine. I wasn't that far into the game. I started over. The 3D sucks. It's
really
awful. It is absolutely awful. Even at the highest depth, it doesn't look that good. So I turned the 3D off, decided to start playing, realized how hard that fucking game is.
That's not that hard.
Dude, if you die, you go all the way back to the fucking checkpoint, which was like forever ago, and you only get so many lives, and it's like so old school that my brain right now just cannot fathom it.
I platinumed the first game.
Congratulations. You're the guy that plays Dead Space on ultra hard, and you ain't finished it.
Yeah, I need to go back to that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was on ultra hard, it was just on... hard.
Yeah.
I haven't unlocked ultra hard yet.
So. Oh, okay. Well, have fun with that. That's why you don't finish games. Which leads me to my fondling for next week, which is, of course, Amalur, Never Dead, and The Darkness 2. And actually, I'm going to shock Drew here when I say this, but I had an epiphany the other day. I was going to write an article that I think I'm done with achievements.
Why is that?
And the reason why is because they are ruining my game experiences.
Yep. That's because
what? Yeah.
It's slowing your console down, isn't it?
It's not the slowing my console down part that bothers me. What bothers me is when I buy a game on another console, how I don't have the same intuition or the same want to play it because it doesn't have achievements. I've actually considered turning off my notification thing so I don't even see them.
You at least need to hit the 20,000 miles. 200,000 milestone.
I'll hit that eventually.
Are you going to be more inclined to buy some third party games on the PS3?
If they're better on the PS3, I'm going to try it.
So what about Amalur?
Amalur's, from what I heard, it's pretty bad on the PS3 comparison wise. I heard the PC is by far the best.
They say it controls weird on the PC.
Well, if you have a controller, I'm sure it plays fine.
Yeah, that's true.
But any game that uses the shooter controls, obviously I'll buy it on 360 because that's always been my preference for a controller. But, you know, platform games, different stuff like that, I may be more inclined to buy PS3 now. I'm tired of getting a game that's really good and not enjoying it as much because of these stupid things.
I think they help you enjoy the game more. It gives you the full experience. You do everything.
Yeah, but when you get to the point where I'm at where you won't even play
I'll never get there.
I'm there.
Wait, so what made you have that revelation? What game did you not like because of the achievements?
I had hard times playing Mario on my 3DS. I had a hard time playing Zelda. I was damn near to the end of Rayman Origins on the PS3 and turned around and bought it on the 360 because I felt like I needed the achievements.
Wow.
But the achievements don't give you anything.
That's a problem there.
That's exactly why I need to turn it off.
Well, at least you admit that you have a problem. Finally, 6 years later.
Half the battle.
I'm hoping that eventually if I give it up for a while, I can go back to it and enjoy it the way it's meant to be.
You know it's your crack.
Well, I'm trying to get over my crack.
The thing is, I find it so freeing to play a game that doesn't have achievements. It's like, I can play this however the fuck I wanted to.
You can do that anyway.
But see, my problem, my brain functions to the point where why am I playing this if I'm not getting the achievements?
For the fun. It's, you got to remember that you got to enjoy the games instead of, hey, I want
to
do this.
We need to change the site motto to play games, not achievements.
That's why I'm doing this.
And that's fine. I just, you know, from Go, you should have had that mentality anyway.
I did from Go, but once I got addicted to the stupid fuckers.
You should sue Microsoft.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You got me addicted to achievements and I can't enjoy my games, you bastards.
Yeah, well, you know, the funny thing is, Microsoft's fucking geniuses for doing that.
No, that is the best business decision they've ever made because so many
I've played games that I never would have played just because I wanted some achievements.
I'd say there are a lot more people out there like that, too. So.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are right. It's very smart.
Dude, I may have the largest gamer score on our site and probably most of the people we know, including all the people online that listen to this show. I mean, my score is ridiculous. But
I just finally cracked 50,000.
Dude, I'm nearing 200K.
You are.
It's ridiculous. It's stupid. But the thing is there's a guy out there who has like 700,000.
Yeah.
And
but he's kind of cheating, though.
Well, I'm not even going to get into that conversation, but
I just think you're sad because of all the points you could have. You look at it and you're like, no.
Dude, I used to be like that, you know, back when I first started. If you go back and look at the beginning of my list, everything is 1,000-pointed.
Yeah. Oh, I remember those days.
I would play games to no end to make sure I got all 1,000 points. And
wow, I haven't even breaked 50,000 yet.
I think the best accomplishment, though, is Burnout Revenge.
I 1,000-pointed Burnout Revenge. Burnout Revenge is so hard to 1,000-point that Criterion actually has a plaque in their development studio with everybody's gamer tag who's 1,000-pointed.
So you're on there, yeah?
I am on there, yes.
That's cool. That game was hard.
That game is damn near impossible at 1,000-point. But here's the thing. I have physically completed on Xbox Live 39 games. That's obtaining every achievement there is possible in the game. And that's more than most people's gamer score.
Yeah.
So that's
Avatar doesn't count. Not Avatar, but what the hell is that game?
Avatar?
No. Oh, was it Avatar?
The one that was like so easy you could get it in 5 minutes?
Yeah, that doesn't count.
Yeah, that's on my list.
So 38, really.
Excuse me.
And that's my problem right there, is the fact that I played that game for 5 minutes to get 1,000 points. So that's my epiphany for the week. I'm going to turn off the notifications while I'm playing Amalur.
That needs to be a new feature, your epiphany every week.
My epiphany? I don't think I'm going to have an epiphany every week.
We'll work on that, bitch.
Okay. Why don't you all have a fucking epiphany?
Nah, I'm not that smart.
But I'm gonna start that. That's my New Year's resolution. There you go. I'm gonna get away from achievements and buy the better version, and I'm gonna enjoy games again. So there you go.
Good for you.
Learn to love again.
That's right, bitches. All right, now that I've had my epiphany and the video gaming fondling is over, it's time to get into the diplomacy of the news. We got the news.
Once again, don't tell Huey Lewis.
That's right. Sony remains optimistic over the Vita, and they have a right to. The system is, I'll tell you what's going to sell it in Japan. Monster Hunter.
Yeah.
Yes.
And once it comes out.
Yep.
But there are two games right at launch that are Monster Hunter-like. Lord of Apocalypse is supposedly Monster Hunter-like. Mm-hmm. And as is Ragnarok Odyssey. It's supposed to be somewhat Monster Hunter-like. So those two might sell some systems over there while people wait on the inevitable Monster Hunter.
I got something I want to discuss.
Oh, good.
When I was
hang on, let me just mute and
put on your nightcap.
Go ahead. When I was at Best Buy the other day, and I was I played the PS Vita. There was about like four or five other people that didn't even know about the Vita that were in the video game section, and the Best Buy salesperson, he had the Vita with him. He had it pretty much around his neck, pretty much tethered to him. But he,
like David Carradine.
wow, Jesus.
But anyway, there was actually a few people that were actually like, wow, this is cool, you know. And between that, you know, having, you know, actual, you know, gameplay at Best Buy's, and between that and the promotion that Taco Bell has been doing, where you can win a Vita when you buy the one of the taco boxes.
Buy a gordita, win a Vita.
Yeah.
You also win a special case
of the shits.
Of explosive diarrhea.
Chipotle won't even know what Taco Bell does to you.
But I mean, the other night I went to Taco Bell and I asked for the gordita box.
The Vita and, gordita box.
Yeah. And they gave me my order in a bag, and I was like, are you out of boxes? The guy said, yeah, we're out of boxes. They've been selling out quick. And I'm like, is it because of the Vita contest? He's like, probably. We've been selling a lot of the boxes lately because of that promotion. So I'm thinking that between that and Best Buy and GameStop and the fact that it's like 6 years later and there's like a whole bunch more gamers out there now than there was when PSP came out. PSP. I'm going to make a prediction. When PS Vita comes out here in the next like 3 weeks or so, or less than 3 weeks, when the PS Vita comes out within the first couple weeks of its release, there'll be more people that want a PS Vita in the United States than there are people who have ever even owned a PSP.
Well, that's not really a large margin.
Yeah.
And yeah, to be fair, I still think the PSV is going to sell like shit, as it has done already.
Sony is blowing it. Yeah, Sony is absolutely blowing it. Have there been any television ads for it?
No.
Have they promoted to PS3 owners?
Well, that's the
why
thing with
their
Sony,
experience
though.
Is going to be better with Vita. Have they promoted the Vita as being the complete PS3 experience?
But that's Sony marketing. You know how bad it is. It's always been
exactly.
That way. It's always been that way, and
you're never going
to
learn.
I would like to go to Taco Bell and get a code. I wouldn't buy one for free. Fuck yeah, I would get one.
But, I bought a $5 box for the Vita code and did not win, unfortunately.
Actually, we have a listener that did win.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, Jay Stone.
Damn.
Awesome.
Oh, hey, sweet. Hey, well done, buddy.
He showed me the text message he got saying, congratulations, you won a Vita.
I wonder if you actually get it on launch.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I wonder if you wrap it in a taco.
A taco?
Jesus Christ, man.
That's not even an English word. You can't fuck that up.
What's a taco, though? What was a Taco Bell? What do they make?
Taco. Taco.
Fuck off. Tacos. We don't even have them here.
Then you don't know how to pronounce the fucking word, do you?
You guys can't pronounce Darby's.
Leave him alone.
Really? Did you just hit
I
that?
Tried. I tried.
Leave him alone. anyway, the Mass Effect 3 demo showing the absurdity of Xbox Live. Are we really having this conversation that we shouldn't charge for Xbox Live? Does anybody really think that's going to happen? Apparently,
does anybody think this is an actual news story?
Well, apparently the Mass Effect 3 demo, when you download it, upgrades your silver subscription to gold, because otherwise you can't play the demo because it has multiplayer in it.
Ooh. Nice.
So really what they're saying is, hey, we really want you to try this demo, so we're doing you a solid. And people are interpreting it as, Xbox Live should be free for everybody all the time so we can play online.
Well, they're basically making a story that online should come in the box and be free.
Your mom's bullshit. In the box.
Bullshit. I don't believe it. I don't believe that the service would be as good as it is. This weird, hacky, piratey, stealing your account and raping your wallet thingy aside, Xbox Live has been really, really stable and a good service, and I'm content to pay for that.
Here's the thing. It's never the people who are paying for it that are complaining about it. It's the people that don't pay for it. Because the people that are paying for it understand the benefit.
Yep.
That was one of the funniest things that I noticed the other day, is the people who are complaining about online passes are complaining about them online.
Wow.
God, I hated having to enter this code that I never have to enter again. Motherfuckers.
What about people who don't have internet? Well, they're obviously not you.
Yeah. There's so many complainers on the internet that they might as well rename the internet the Bitchnet.
The Bitchnet.
Only GambusCon could get away with that bad joke and it'd still be funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's another interesting story. There's a tax bill, I believe it's in Oklahoma, it's been proposed, to tax violent video games.
Starting with teen,
which is hilarious. That's violent. If the game receives a teen, mature, or adults-only rating, you will get a, I believe it's a 1% tax, so 60 cents.
Ugh. Oh, good.
I propose a fart tax.
Please no, Jason.
Every time you pass gas, you have to put a quarter to the government.
Dude, I'd be so broke.
I'd propose a tax on everything if it didn't already exist.
Yeah. An air tax.
Oh.
What?
We get taxed on everything over here.
Yeah, we get taxed on everything.
Well, we're quite lucky, because I know you guys, when, if I believe correctly, when you buy something for, say, a dollar, and its price is a dollar, when you take it to the till, you don't pay a dollar, do you?
No. It's called a tax.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get our tax. So when I say to you, I paid £40 for this game, that's what I paid. Because
that includes your VAT?
VAT indeed. Over here, when anything's priced in a store, it's already including VAT.
Oh, see, that's actually really...
makes things a lot easier.
The issue here is not terribly dissimilar from what New York tried to do last year, the year before, by taxing soda. It is a combination of what, you know, critics call a, quote, nanny state, where the government has to hold your hand and tell you what's right and tell you what's wrong. It also, in this particular case, is because it's only on certain video games, there is a constitutionality issue about what that means for free speech. You know, you're also saying, you know, it's a combination of the nanny state saying, parents, you don't know what's good for your kids or not, so we're going to tax you so that you at least are, so that you're aware of it and you know that we think these things are bad for them.
See, it's not a nanny shit. It's a dictatorship. It's nothing like living in a democracy where you're told what to do and what to put in your body and eat. Oh, excuse me, I live in America. I want to eat what I want to eat. I want to play what I want to play. Without
it's
having
a goddamn
someone
given right.
Exactly. And I don't want to, you know, people to be like, oh, you can't do that. That's wrong. This is not good for you. Fuck you. I know what the ramifications
well,
are.
Right, and that's certainly part of the issue. But I think the bigger issue in this case is I don't think that's constitutional to say we're going to tax this in this medium. We are going to place an additional tax on speech that we think is not as good as other speech, especially when you talk about if money equals speech based on the stupid Citizens United ruling, that this actually flies directly in the face of it. So. They can't have it both ways. And both of these are being pushed by one party
or members of one party of the same party. So at one point they're saying, no, we're gonna limit by charging more for one set of speech, and in another saying, well, you know,
fuck your
money
couch.
Speech. So you know, it doesn't work. You can't have it both ways.
Well, we'll be interested to see how that flies over in
it
Oklahoma.
Won't, like a lead balloon.
Let it fly in Oklahoma.
Wow.
Who gives a shit about Oklahoma anyway?
Leave it to Michael to bring both the class and the ass.
What?
Okay, that was a good Jason joke.
What, whose ass did I bring?
Ivy's.
K-Dubs?
What?
You didn't bring that.
No.
Oh, what's the opposite of bring?
No. No!
He took that ass.
Didn't go there. he came here.
There you go.
Ubisoft is doing
more ways than one.
Ubisoft is doing a server transition next week, which means all games that use the online DRM are unplayable. That includes single player games.
Yeah. It's not. It's really, really bad. I mean, whether or not you agree with piracy as a valid solution for circumventing excessive DRM doesn't matter at this point, because this is going to be used as the linchpin concluding argument in the whole thing. I bought my game from you. I wanted to play that game during this week, which is you know, an undefined period of exactly how long these are going to be down, and I could not play this game I legitimately downloaded from you or legitimately purchased from you.
But the pirates will be able to play it.
That's right. That's exactly the problem. That's exactly the problem, is it is a vote for piracy.
All right. In case you haven't had enough Skyrim yet, you can now make your own Skyrim.
Yay!
With the Skyrim mod creation kit.
Yay.
So,
the coolest thing about that, though, is the Steamworks integration.
The coolest thing about it is they're going to make some really glitchy-ass levels.
I just want to see my Randy Savage dragon fight my Hulk Hogan dragon in Dragon Mania.
Moving on.
Sweet.
Moving on. Why all MMOs don't just do this from the start, I will never know, because you're never going to match World of Warcraft. Rift is now free to play up to level 20.
Nice.
So you can go play
great.
Rift for free, which I'm waiting on the Old Republic.
Yeah.
No, give it a couple of months.
It's coming.
Eventually.
Sky rockets and flight. Zynga, the alleged copycat that they created, seems to be lacking the innovation it preaches.
Aww.
It will just take your money better than Tiny Tower.
He claims, Zynga claims that making the allegations are not entirely innocent themselves. The people making the allegations.
It's such bullshit. Oh, it's like, oh, it's just like Sim Tower. It is, because it occurs in a vertical play space.
Yeah. PlayStation Vita, we all know that the games, when you buy them digitally, should be cheaper. That's kind of been the assumption from the beginning. Well, the rumored discount is 10%.
Whoop-de-day.
So, if you buy a game, it's $30, it's $27 on the digital side.
So the box is $3?
The box and the instruction manual. Oh, wait, no, the instruction manual comes on the cartridge now.
And the storage card.
The card in the box is $3.
Piss off.
I'd still buy the box. Just saying. Speaking of MMOs that went free-to-play, the father of all MMOs has gone free-to-play.
Yep.
EverQuest.
Wow. EverQuest.
After 13 years, the game is now free-to-play. I bet all those people who have been paying for 13 years are pissed.
They probably got some kind of equipment for it.
They got 13
all they
years
want
out
anyway.
Of the damn game.
This was a big story this week, and I have no idea why. Probably because we're back to the console exclusivity conversation. But Dragon's Dogma, the Capcom RPG / action game that's due out this summer, comes with a Resident Evil 6 demo. The demo will be available 2 months on the 360 before the PS3. So Street Fighter X Tekken gets Pac-Man and Fat Mega Man, and Xbox 360 owners get to play Resident Evil 6 early.
Yay.
Nice.
Meh.
And somehow out of all of this, Capcom still hates you. So.
I still hate Capcom.
Yeah. Nintendo is apparently joining the revolution of DLC and digital distribution for games.
Wow. Why they can't show them, fellas?
Yep.
I think that thing might actually work, that DLC thing.
Wow, this, you know, I really need to find a new news site, because I feel like there's just news that I'm not getting. Because I'm already back to last week's news.
Was there a...
Well, there's...
I saw a rumor about... I don't know if you guys talked about this, but...
It's not the rumor.
Shut up.
It's not a rumor.
Shut up. about the next Xbox not being able to play used games.
We went into a huge discussion about that last week.
Okay.
Yeah, where the fuck were you?
And how much is bullshit?
Bubble. Somebody just cackled. Jason, why are you sending me the Magic Box website? That sounds like a dirty site. The Magic Box. It's where girls cosplay as wizards.
Sweet.
she cast the magic missile on my penis.
That's what I call my penis, the magic missile. I got a weapon of mass destruction in my pants. Or a weapon of ass destruction, whichever you want.
There you go.
God.
I'm sorry, there's not enough news to be funny.
Plus, let's see, here's one. Capcom will release its open-world hunting action game Dragon's Dogma for the PS3 and Xbox 360 in North America on May 22nd, and in Europe on May 25th. The game will come with a download code for a playable demo of Resident Evil 6.
Jason,
we kind of went over that.
I have no words right now.
He's not even listening.
We kind of just went over that.
What we haven't gone over is the PlayStation Network changing its name.
Oh, yeah, that didn't even make the news.
Yeah.
It was
the top story on M4G yesterday.
Oh. Yep, it was indeed.
Well, today it's Naughty Bits and Soul Calibur, so...
Of course.
It's not going to be the PlayStation Network anymore, huh?
It's called the SEN, the Sony Entertainment Network.
Wow. Yeah. How lame is that?
I don't know. I've grown accustomed to PSN.
PSN, yeah.
And now you're going to change it. It's like changing Xbox Live to something that Microsoft Online Entertainment...
They've changed it to CN.
CN. It's a sin.
Yeah.
It's a sin to pay for online.
It makes sense, but whatever.
I don't know. Why change it, though? Why change your branding?
Well, because they're branching out. I don't fucking know. Oh, I broke the rubber band.
I think it's all to do with the fact that they want to incorporate not just PlayStation, but also TVs and MP3 players and stuff.
Right.
So,
it's still called Xbox Live. I don't see a problem with that. I didn't see a problem with PlayStation Network.
Well, yeah, but I mean, what he's saying is, you know, it's incorporating all their brands, you know, like televisions and shit like that.
So does
Microsoft doesn't have a television. Yet.
Whatever. It's stupid.
I didn't say it was.
So stop arguing, and dick.
Wasn't you? Fuck.
I did miss this piece of news. There's a Resident Evil 6 demo coming.
Really? When? That's awesome. When?
Does it have sexy giraffes in it? And can I play that demo exclusively on one console?
I bet you can suck off a giraffe. That's what you want to see.
Wait, hold on.
Nope.
That's what the logo is.
I know what the logo is. I've seen it.
Giraffe head.
Yeah, as Lana Kane would say, yep.
I must apologize to Zero Tolerance for not paying attention. I was sending text messages to my wife.
I'm giving you a hard time, Jason. You know I love you.
It's not in your house.
Hold on. She just texted you back. She said, why did you send me a picture of a peanut? No, that was not correct.
Unfortunately, my wife is actually working today. And it's a Sunday.
Anyway, I'm going to go over to Twitter.
It's probably safer over there.
I doubt it.
Oh, that's
true.
What's the last? Do we have a question in the forum thread?
I looked earlier, did not see it. The last one I saw was the one from Skate Destroy.
I think you.
Hey, did you guys hear there's going to be a Resident Evil 6 demo? Holy crap, that's awesome.
Wow. That's some news there.
We're having a good time.
So wait, when's the Resident Evil 6 demo come out?
Oh, hold on, let me go look. I don't think we read that news story.
Isn't it 60 days before the PlayStation version?
I think so. Let me check my facts.
Does it come with a game, or does...
It's a $60 demo that comes with Dragon's Dogma.
It's funny because it's true.
Okay, serious question though. When does Dragon's Dogma come out?
Were you not paying fucking attention?
When does Evil 6 demo come out? Because I think it's about the same time.
Jesus Christ, man.
It comes out on my birthday.
May 22nd.
My birthday, so that's a hint on something.
What?
We should get you a birthday present?
Yeah.
Do you want the Resident Evil 6 demo
yes.
for your birthday?
Yes, I do. That's what I'm trying to say. Why does that come out on my birthday?
Because.
What does it come with again?
You like giraffes. That's why.
Well, how can you not like giraffes?
And dogmas.
Dogmas. With dragons. Rawr.
My dogma got hit by a karma.
Anyway.
Wow.
That's quite funny.
Wow, beat that horse dead, didn't we?
Yeah. What else is new? The Twitter.
Twitter's.
Scroll up here. A little follow Friday from I Am Brigo. Key134 says, I got the MGS HD collection and started with two yesterday. I am now 8 hours into it. I have a problem.
Damn, 8 hours. You should be close to beating it.
Yeah, it's not... Super.
How much did he actually play of it? Half
Dude,
hour?
You play like 20 minutes per 4 hours of that game.
That's
we
true.
Don't know that.
Hell, I skip most of the dialogue in two, dude.
Dude, how do you even play? Would you beat it in like 20 minutes?
Like, seriously, some of that. Oh, God, I still don't know what the fuck happened in two.
Scissor 69.
Exactly.
I need scissors 69.
And I took a picture of Raiden getting pissed on by that one guard.
Oh, yeah.
And then labeled it, this is the remix edition of the song about pissing.
I'm gonna piss on you. Drip, drip, drip. Pee on
Wait,
you.
Wait, hold on, hold
piss
on.
You.
Cleveland Brown sing that song?
Maybe
my name is Cleveland Brown, and I am proud to be back in my hometown.
Well,
please
stop.
Family.
You know that fucking song?
That's a horrible, horrible show.
What is it?
That's a Cleveland show.
That's terrible.
You say that's horrible, but American Dad and Family Guy, which are the exact same shows,
They are not.
American Dad is maybe, but Family Guy, that shit's funny. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Yeah.
Same jokes. That's all I'll say.
Whatever. You're a miserable bitch. We all know
it. Yeah, you remember that time we did this? There's your punchline.
Punchline you in the ear.
Okay.
Sorry.
Now, by punchline, do you mean shove your dick in?
No, I do not. Contrary to what you think.
Every 5 seconds?
Every 5 seconds.
Jesus.
It is.
Okay, I got a plethora. A plethora? El guapo? What is a plethora?
El guapo? What is a plethora?
Anybody get that? Anybody?
You believe I have a plethora balloon?
Really? You've never seen The Three Amigos?
Not in a long
yes.
time.
Oh, my
it's
God.
Back in, like, 95, maybe?
Yeah.
That's a great movie. It's a great movie. El Wapo, what is a plethora? Oh, we have a plethora of...
He's just not famous. He's infamous.
From So Doom.
So Doom.
Doom. He says, it's been a while. I never stopped listening, so don't freak out. But I'm here. But here I am. Rock you like a hurricane. So I've been playing a ton of Dark Souls. I need to say some shit.
He has been playing a shit ton of Dark Souls.
The game surprised the fuck out of me. All I knew going in was that it was really hard. I never knew that it's 95% fair. Almost no deaths are cheap. I know that Drew Miserable Leechman played the game for a bit. His talks about Dark Souls are mostly responsible for me game-playing Dark Souls. But have any of you other fucks playing it also?
I
think my
Demon
don't
Souls.
Need to be a douchebag.
I sir, am not a fuck.
You're a son of a fuck.
Oh, shut up, John.
I will tell
or
you this.
Or is your first name lame?
I would love to play this game, but it is not tailored for me because there is no pause.
Yeah, that makes it difficult for me.
I would love to play it. I love that game. I played like 2 or 3 hours of it, and I would love to continue playing it, but no pause is a no-no in my house.
Yeah.
I need to pause constantly.
I made a no-no on the floor.
Can't you just go hide in a corner somewhere?
No.
You can't do that. You
can't do shit in that game. Really? Once you're in a battle, you're in a battle, and if you don't finish the battle, you're dead, and you lose everything.
Interesting.
So.
Huh.
He says, I don't recall. I'm past Anorlando and the catacombs. Got my Havel's armor. Look. He shows a picture. I think I'm about 60 to 70% done with the game. Loved it. It's my game of the year. Skyrim doesn't count because it's got decade, not year.
Well, usually when they do decade of the year awards, they're made up largely of the games that won the game of the year awards for that decade inclusive.
I reviewed and really enjoyed Demon's Souls, but again, like Ken, I can't play a game that doesn't have pause, so.
You don't even own it, do you, Wombo?
You
don't even own it, do you?
No. No, okay. I still own Demon's Souls, but I don't own Dark Souls.
I own Dark Souls, and I keep looking at it and wanting to play it, and I just can't. I just can't.
I have too many games to play right now as it is.
I would love to start it. I really would. But I just can't. That's going to be one of those games I have to play when he's like 6.
Well, just hang on to it.
So, go cook your own tea, son. Daddy's playing games.
Cook your own tea. Oh, John.
Or dinner, as you'd call it.
There you go.
He also says, I want to thank you guys for the years of free entertainment. Hats off to all of you. Forever, my second favorite cast in the world.
Wait, there are people that would pay for this?
We are doing it wrong.
Shit.
Wait, we've been doing this free?
Yeah, it's free.
Holy shit.
We don't charge for it. So there you go.
Maybe we should.
He says one last thing, and only read if you don't mind. It's a plug. He says, can you check out my podcast, 99 Lives Radio 3.0, on iTunes? Let me know what you think.
Okay. I checked it out, and I thought it was okay.
There you go.
Just okay, really.
Is that what you're gonna give him?
Jesus, I thought it was a very good show. It's just two guys just sitting around talking like we are.
Well, then it should be awesome.
That's right. Okay, Iorkara says, which console do you regret buying? Also, which game? Can't answer neither for the current generation.
I regret buying a Wii.
Doesn't everybody?
And then
I never bought one, and then
sold it, and then bought another one.
Well, that's just stupid.
What game do I regret? I know what game I regret buying, and I actually paid cash for it. Lost.
Oh,
Lost Viva Donuts, or whatever the fuck
it's
called.
Yeah, you know, I love that show, and I love the narrative of the game because it kind of told another Lost story. Yeah. But it totally wasn't worth $60.
Well, wait a minute. Now it totally didn't go by the show, though.
No, it took place around the show. If you've ever played the game, it has kind of like one of those twist endings that kind of gives you a new take on the show. It's actually really interesting if you're into the Lost universe, but it's certainly not worth $60, and it's not really a game. Somebody just broke some glass.
Yeah. That was the dog shaking.
That's dog shaking. I can tell you the game I regret buying, and it's probably
you're gonna say
not
Brink.
A surprise.
You're going to say Brink.
Yes. I'm going to say Brink.
Anybody else?
I will say Soul Calibur 5.
Oh, snap.
Mm.
And he bought Brink.
Yeah.
I'd like...
I can't
remember. I regret so much.
What is it? That Ultimate Marvel versus Capcom?
You didn't buy it.
Oh, damn, I didn't. That's for all the suckers that did.
Ooh. I didn't buy it. I got it for free, motherfucker.
The suckers were the ones that got the first game, too.
Yeah, I'll say the first game is my regret.
Ultimate Marvel Capcom?
No, Marvel Capcom 3.
Gotcha.
Knowing full well that Capcom would bend them over.
Yeah, Ultimate Marvel is one of the games I'm getting for the Vita.
Yep. I regret buying Jurassic Park.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I regret that one too, but not as bad as Lost.
I'd rather play Lost.
Well, I only paid $40 for Jurassic Park, so it wasn't as bad as $60 for Lost.
Too much.
Yeah. Okay. Eurocar says, if you were stuck in an elevator for 48 hours and it was really hot, who do you think would do a Bear Grylls and drink their pee?
Oh, gross.
Me.
You do that anyway, though, you sick fuck.
Okay, well, that's why I said me.
I just had to clarify for everyone.
Well, see, that would depend on if I knew I was going to be in there for only 48 hours.
Okay, assuming you don't.
Okay, assuming that you don't. Like, I don't know. Desperate times call for desperate measures.
I was going to pick Drew. I really was.
I carry water bottle wherever I go.
You think
I
drink my own piss first?
I think you'd be the first one of all of us to drink your own piss.
Really?
Because everybody would be talking about it, and then Drew would be like, fuck it, I'll do it.
I was going to say, really? There's Michael on here, and you think Drew would do it first?
I think Drew would just say, fuck it. Give me a cup, and I'll piss in it.
That's just because how reliable I am, isn't it?
Wow. What should be answered, really, is that should Drew be the first person to piss in a cup and drink it, who's going to join him in the taste?
Wow.
who's going to drink? Which one of us is going to be the first to drink Drew's piss?
Not it.
Oh, God, I wouldn't drink anybody else's if I had to choose.
Yeah, that's kind of gross.
So glad
this is why you need
have.
To carry your own water bottle. This is where you need to be smart about it.
Yeah, and then you drink it all and you really
got
to piss.
No, you got it. Just moderation.
Infinite water. What are you talking about? This is a perfect example.
It's a circle of life.
Eventually, your body... Oh, my God. It's not infinite.
I'm sure everybody's aware of the physiology. Yeah, but you also drink things besides piss, John. If you just kept drinking your own piss, eventually it would go away.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Eventually it would get purified.
Purified.
Okay. His next question is, who will be the one who buys a Wii U to review games for the site?
Not it.
Not it.
It's going to be me. I know it is.
Sucker.
I'll probably
start saving up for one.
I just got to have it.
Ow. Fucking rubber band.
Stop playing with it.
No.
What the hell is going on at your house?
They are having some fun.
With a rubber band. With a rubber band, yeah. A lot of sexual things you can do with those.
Tie it off.
Tie it off. it's a really cheap ring.
Oh.
But yeah, Gambus will probably buy one because Gambus buys everything. But I'll be the one ending up reviewing all these Wii U games. I don't want one. I don't want one at all, but I can't have PR sending us stuff and be like,
Just give it to Jason.
He never reviews.
He's going to be the sucker to buy it, then just let him give it. Just give it to him. You're okay with that, right, Jason?
Sure.
See, there you go.
His last question is, I remember as a kid being able to rent the Super Nintendo at Blockbuster. Did you guys have that there?
Yeah, Genesis, Super Nintendo. Yeah,
you had to give like $100 deposit or something? Yeah. I remember that. That's... Oh, by the
I never did that, but...
No, I never did it, but... Yeah. H-Dogger says, can you tell me why Thomas Jefferson believed in an agrarian society?
Agrarian society, you mean?
Whatever. You want to read it?
No.
Was better than an industrial society. Cite resources, please. And actually, can you tweet that back to me today? Need to get this paper done by tonight.
What? We got to do his homework? No. That's bullshit.
Fucking do your own homework, bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Mr. Philosophy over there, if you want to tweet him back, you go right ahead. Because I don't have a fucking clue. I can't even read it.
Yeah, just please tweet him back. I don't want to hear your response back.
He's got
to
hear it tonight anyway.
To do somebody else's homework.
Oh, just tell him to dog ate it.
There you go. That is the answer to why Thomas Jefferson's agrarian society and whatever it is you asked.
Because the dong ate it.
The dong? I swear he said dong. Anyway.
Both.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on Soul Calibur? This is from Lax84. What's your thoughts on Soul Calibur 5? I hate the fact that they dumbed down Ivy's moves. This is a trend with newer fighting games.
Well, I mean, they do try to make them more simplistic.
Now, wait a minute, Drew. You're a noob. The fighting system is much deeper. Don't you remember me being ridiculed for that?
Yeah, but it's just complex but super at the same time.
What? No. No,
how many
no.
frames? How many frames are in Ivy's booby bounce?
Booby bounce!
It's 28, but then when you switch over to the whip, it's 48.
When you switch over to the whip, that's right.
This is so... I mean, seriously, I don't know. I think... Play the fucking game. That's all I know. I just... Like, seriously, I mean, I don't know. I don't count frames and shit like that. I mean... You know, I get serious.
You know why?
Street Fighter.
Because you're not elite.
I'm not elite. I am a noob when it comes to fighting games.
I know.
I don't know. I didn't notice it. I don't notice things like that unless I play the character a lot.
Yeah.
So. But then again, I'm supposed to know every character and every move and every frame. Mm-hmm.
You are. You're not supposed to fucking
review the
it.
Game.
I like Soul Calibur 5.
Did you play it?
No.
I got it.
It sounds like Kato should have reviewed it then and not played it, just said I like it.
That's the review.
I like
it.
I like it.
It's aight. Squiffy version 2 says, hope I'm in time. Of course you are, because we've been rambling on forever.
Yeah. Oh, it just seems like forever anyway.
What is each member's favorite video game music ever? Hope the show's a good one. Oh, you're in for a treat.
Ooh.
Mega Man.
Yes, Mega Man 2.
Mega Man 2's music is still epic.
I've never been a big fan of the sort of 8-bit style music. I like a good orchestral score to a game. Sounds like Skyrim or Metal Gear's been trying to conjure and putting that on reminds you of how good that score is. That's my kind of thing.
I tell you,
I'm with you on that, John.
I tell you, there's one song to this day that still sticks in my head that I
gonna
can
take you for a ride.
No.
Goldfinger Superman.
Nope.
Sonic Adventure.
The fucking intro song for Soul Edge.
Oh, yeah.
That song
I can't even remember it.
It's the, we all need to shine on to see.
Yep.
Techno Kitten Adventure.
Techno Kitten Adventure's got some infectious music.
Mm-hmm.
Jurassic Park. Hands down.
I'm really down with...
The Clown?
The Kids.
Oh, my God, John. Oh, Lordy.
At least he didn't say down on the kids. You know?
Oh, my God, I hate you.
Ugh.
The level of hate that I feel for you right the fuck now.
Well, you killed John's imaginary friend.
What?
Apparently John's the only one who got that joke, but that's okay because it's a bad joke.
I personally like the earlier Final Fantasy games musics and the music from the first two Wonders from Ease games by Yazu Kashiro.
Oh, sorry. I just got in a battle in Final Fantasy VII.
And it was boring.
Oh,
I'm still waiting my turn. Great, now his microphone's covered in slobber.
Okay, you can let go.
Okay.
I don't know, I'd have to say...
Shine on.
I'm going to
go on YouTube that bitch.
Castlevania series is one of my favorites. Also, this is a little obscure. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 4, Turtles in Time, has some of the best music I've ever heard in a video game.
Yeah, Turtles in Time, I remember the... The sewer surfing
surfing.
Really awesome music.
I'm surprised,
the
Jason.
The fuck do you guys remember that stuff?
Because I'm a nerd.
I'm gonna be lame as all hell and say that pretty much the main the Hyrule Overworld theme from Legend of Zelda still just gets my blood pumping.
The moon theme from DuckTales.
Halo.
Yes.
Halo's music.
Halo.
Really good.
Halo's fan. Marty O'Donnell's music is a fucking genius.
Anything from Hans Zimmer.
See, I'm surprised Jason didn't bust out the
Rico's. No.
Domino's.
That's overplayed.
Domino's? I want pizza.
I'm annoyed.
Hey, yeah, I would be so much into, like, video game music back in the day, back in the mid-80s.
Back in the day.
Which was a Wednesday, yeah. By the way. Take that home. Chew on it. Yep. Delicious.
I would actually, like, when I'd be playing, like, an arcade machine, I would actually get on my tippy toes so I can hear the speakers.
I just hear Jason say tippy toes. It's great.
Yes. Yeah, I put my ear up to the arcade speakers. That's how much I was into games because I thought the music was just so...
Did you shake your ass? Watch yourself.
Yep.
Speaking of arcade,
show what you were working with
for the people who actually have been to Arcade Legacy, this is off topic, is moving to Cincinnati Mills, the mall.
The thing's moved like five times, ain't it?
This is the second time.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's close to five.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, because me and the wife went to their last location, which had like double the space in their original location. Well, the
double
place
your pleasure, double your fun.
Yeah, the place where they're at, the Cincinnati Mills Mall, is like twice as big where they used to be. Yeah.
So it's four times as big as the original. Yeah. I can do math.
This blew my mind,
dude. My head just exploded.
Which sucks though. It's in that mall because that mall sucks.
Any mall sucks. Well, I don't go to the mall no more.
But. Yeah, malls suck nowadays, man. Back in the 80s and 90s, they were awesome, but they suck butt now.
Holy crap. That was a nice emphasis. Suck.
You go to the mall now, and it's nothing but clothing stores. That's it. It's clothing stores. No video. Oh, okay, GameStop.
GameStop doesn't count.
No. Yeah, GameStop doesn't count.
They got clothes there. They got chain wallets with the Triforce on them. That's fucking hip.
Yeah,
I gotta wear one.
Don't they have beanies too?
Yeah, I got beanies with the Covenant logo.
Yeah,
because that's hip too.
Yeah,
I mean, there's no bookstores, there's no video arcades, there's no movie stores now. They closed FY whatever it was called. Yeah, it's like now it's like you go to the mall to go to the food court and look at your newest trends of clothes.
You want to know why that happened?
Because nerds don't go to the mall anymore.
Because the internet happened.
Yup.
And you can get all that stuff on the internet now.
You can get clothes on the internet, Drew.
You can. In fact, well, I don't do that.
But you can't go in the dressing room.
But
and
you
try
would drink
on.
Your own pee. Just to be clear here.
Yes.
Wait a minute.
In the mall elevator. If I was stuck in a mall elevator, I'd drink my own piss.
Like
you
the one with
the glass?
Glass
ones where everybody could see you inside of it. Like, what the fuck's that guy doing? Drinking his own piss?
He just hang his dangle out the window. I'm gonna drink this, bitch.
You have some too.
If there's a window, why wouldn't you just crawl out?
Because they couldn't get me out. I don't know.
You'd have to break the glass.
Yeah, which would break the whole elevator.
Yeah, and then you'd fall to your doom.
A whole two stories.
One story.
Yeah. You don't know. That should have hurt.
Yeah. Just, it won't just kill jump. You, but it'll
before
hurt.
You land, just jump and it won't hurt you.
Yes, because I can jump out of thin air. I'm fucking David Copperfield over here and shit.
Got that double jump.
That's right.
Double jump.
Actually, I'm carrying Zelda's sailcloth. I just hold down the B button.
All right. You make fun all you want to, but everybody used to jump in the elevator whenever it was going down.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Because you jump higher.
Well,
that
of course
is your
you do,
jump.
Because the elevator, it's called fucking physics.
The laws of physics don't apply to me.
Of course they don't. Anyway, that's all the tweets I have. I'm glad we answered his question. That was good.
What was his question again?
Something about drinking your pee.
Would you drink piss?
No, that was a long time ago, but whatever. We're still going on about that. At least nobody said vulva in the last 40 minutes.
Until now.
The restraint here shown here has been impressive.
That's class, John. That's class. So I guess I will ask Drew and John if we have any reviews. John, you ain't been on the show for years, so.
Like for ages.
We don't have any reviews. Holy shit! Do you guys know Resident Evil 6 demo's coming?
Shit! When?
Oh.
When?
I don't know. It's saying something about some kind of dogma game.
Oh shit! I gotta look that shit up.
I'll tell you what. Drew's been quiet the whole show, but he's been saving that joke.
It was funny.
Because that horse just wasn't dead enough.
No. Once again, 230 plus shows.
Word.
And you really don't know about us beating dead horses?
No comment.
Shit, we make dog food on this show. Alpo,
my
motherfucker.
Glasses of piss.
Well, we gotta have something to wash it down.
What time is it? We gotta get going. This is too much.
This is the best show we've done in a long time.
It's crazy.
And you know it.
Yep.
I gotta get out of here before I start drinking my own piss.
He's been trapped.
He's been trapped in the show for too long.
Trapped in an elevator and having to drink your own friend.
Oh, was this Fear Factor? I'm trapped in the closet.
No, we said urine, not donkey semen.
Urine. Yeah, they pulled that episode. I'm upset.
Yeah, because if I can't see someone glug down a thick milkshake of donkey semen, my day is not complete.
I like Fear Factor.
Nope.
You know, Joe Rogan is also one of the announcers for UFC.
He's also a comedian. He's also a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
He was also on News Radio.
Did you hear the one about the guy who drank donkey semen?
What else has he been? Let's do his whole IMDb career.
Hold on a minute. But anyway, go ahead, Gamus, and do your shout-outs while I get the IMDb up.
All right. I'll give a shout-out to the Red Sun Gamer podcast. You're not off the hook now, but I mean, you just released a new episode a couple weeks ago, but you need to keep them coming. I love listening to your podcast. I really do.
Thank you.
And another
podcast.
Because
you certainly don't listen to this one, fucker.
What do you?
Sorry.
Another podcast I love listening to is the Front Towards Gamer podcast with Shanghai Six as the host. A really cool interview style podcast. Check it out.
While you're on about them, just a quick shout out to Gamer Girl and Batman from that show for beating my ass at Hero
Academy. You should go buy that; it's free.
It is free. anyone else wants to challenge me to a game, which you will surely win. My username on there is the same as my username on Twitter, John W UK. So
John Dubia.
So is it Shanghai Six and Gamer Girl?
No, Batman and Gamer Girl have been challenging me on Hero Academy, and because the training on there's a bit shit, so you kind of have to just get stuck into some games. And
yeah,
I suck. I fucking suck at that game, but still fun.
Sweet.
How much does it cost?
It's free. It's like the best
price. It's like drinking your own piss. It's free.
It's free. Yeah, absolutely.
It's the piss diet.
Is it necessary for me to drink my own piss? No, but I do it anyway because it's sterile and I like the taste.
I like the taste.
It's an acquired.
With a name like piss, it's got to be good.
Oh.
Thanks, Rip Torn.
Yep.
I don't want this show to ever end.
That movie was just on TV the other day.
Is that all your shout outs?
Yeah. Hey, John, are you familiar with the show called Coupling?
With a name like Fucker.
No, but I do like a bit of spooning.
Well, in the show Coupling...
I like how
he
just glazed over that.
Yup.
there's this one guy who... Like he says that something is a piece of piss. So...
What are you,
piece of
it
pee! Piece of pee. Richie, piece of pee.
Piece of piss, yeah.
It's like when he's talking about something that's like easy, he's like, oh, that's easy, it's a piece of piss.
Does he sound like that?
Yeah. Kinda. Gambus,
while I got you, can you do a New York accent for me?
Yes.
A New York accent?
Yeah.
Let me see. I don't know if it'd be New York or
New Jersey.
New Jersey,
Boston.
Or Boston or Brooklyn. It'd be somewhere around there. Let me see.
I'm running a little experiment. Go.
Okay. Hey, yo, you're tripping up my balls over here. All
right, Carl, by the way, is not representative of anybody from this great state. But thank you for your contribution. John, your turn.
Sorry, what? Your turn.
Do they all have to sound like mobsters?
I think this was about the piece of piss comment that I made.
Yeah, I want to hear John do a New York accent.
You're not gonna.
He doesn't do accents. He's never done.
I can't do an English accent, so
this
I
is true.
Fucking sure as hell in trying a New York accent. All I know is quaffy. Quaffy.
What? Gaddafi?
Gaddafi.
Gwafi. Give me some Gwafi.
Coffee.
No,
Gwafi.
Gwafi.
Gwafi. That's like Boston.
Hey, give me some coffee.
I'm going to get myself a cup of coffee. I'm going to get myself a bagel, and I'm going to be fucking happy.
That sounds more Jewish.
I wonder why.
What did you say? What was it? What are you saying to me?
Give me a cup of coffee and I'll step on your balls over here.
What
the hell?
What the hell was that?
I just had a visual image of Gambus with a cup of coffee and stepping on somebody's
junk. My God. I'm going to take you out. I'm going to give you a pair of cement shoes. I'm going to toss you in the fucking East River.
Do you think you're Tony Soprano?
I'm from New Jersey.
So?
We're all Tony Soprano.
I got somebody here who's more Italian than you.
Word.
You want to hear my redneck accent?
Oh, Jesus.
No. Yes.
More than anything. How can you say no?
Okay. Here it goes. Martha, get my back in the kitchen.
You can't even say without cracking up. That's awesome.
Just, have we ended this podcast?
No.
It's still running.
You do realize rednecks don't, or southerners don't always yell, right?
It's only when the big red get there.
That was the impression of a really angry
southerner. Okay.
Is that what Drew sounds like when he plays video games?
Well, you know he does. You've seen him.
Bitch, get your ass back in the kitchen. Make me some pot pie. Oh, that's... Okay, I think I'm done.
I have a shout-out.
Okay, go ahead.
To piss. Thank you for hydrating me.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Okay, Gambus, you get to get us out of here before this goes
and
on.
And you have to do it in a New York accent.
Oh, good.
Okay. It goes Bulba. Something like this.
Epic fail. Welcome to the N4G Podcast.
Oh, you can... It's me, Mario!
Zero Dollar.
This is going to be a very interesting episode.
Greetings, programs. I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat. And
always live being angry.
Killer Wolverine. Play games, not consoles. No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon. 8.0.
Killed the dragon.